It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
You're early.
Roger that.
It's Thursday.
Why even call it Thursday?
Problem? We have pizza on Thursday.
Places, please. Quiet down.
Come home and I'm like, Dean, it's been a hard day and I realize you're not a person, but I really need you to understand right now.
Here's a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
Bendy canned food that with the lump, he doesn't want it mint. He wants like the lump bit chicken or fish.
Get started.
Seriously.
Let's go.
It's showtime.
Oh, technical difficulties, everyone. Gotta love them.
Yeah, you do.
Always great.
I don't like them. Yes.
Always great.
I know, Teo. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's Thursday, February 4th, 2016. We are in the future. 6:08.
High today of 39 degrees.
39? That just made me cold when you said that.
Yeah, man, it's freezing outside. Yeah. My hands are so cold and dry.
Let me warm them up for you,
the
buddy.
Skin. Here. Thanks.
Put it on into my armpits.
You got an extra pair of gloves? Here, use this extra pair of gloves I've had this whole time.
Oh, good morning. I am not awake, that's for sure.
Good.
And it was a really slow news day. Really slow. There was nothing good in the news this morning.
Really?
Nothing.
It's Thursday. Yeah, it's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, everybody's slacking off.
Yeah. That's all the coverage is like all Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
I would go look at the news, except the internet on my computer, they unplugged it. If for some reason you're out there, Jim or Brian, the other guy that was here. He has totally jacked up my internet. Just me, though. Everybody else is rocking.
Everybody else seems to be fine. Are we on? Are we live? Are we good? Does that mean that we're live? We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
I turned the board
good
on.
Good to
right?
go.
That's good.
Did everything right? Yesterday, we kind of goofed up starting out, but it sounded great on the podcast.
Yeah, you did a good job of that.
Woo!
Yeah, hit the podcast up. It's up on iTunes. Go subscribe, and you can listen to the shows, all the shows. From the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Hours and hours. We got a big show planned for you.
Heck yeah, dude. As always, my friend. Oh,
it's funny because I always say that. Big show plan. No, not really. Okay. Thinking of it in the back of my head. No, there's really nothing to do this morning. But Joey's going to be in this morning. Tell me no.
Is he not coming in?
No.
He actually texted and said.
No.
Did he really cancel?
He had a meeting.
What?
Good grief.
No. I was
so early in the morning.
That.
No, you're joking.
I swear.
He's going to show up.
Show me the text. I don't believe you.
Don't believe him, Dex. He's being a dumb.
No.
I promise.
Hey. Let's go home.
No.
I just want to go home now.
You know what? That's a real butt guy move.
Oh,
I'll tell you that right there.
Yeah.
Butt guy move.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, he's
Joey's the funniest guy in the world.
He is.
It's not tomorrow, it's the 8th. It's the 8th. He can't today. So this was yesterday, but he can't tomorrow. So the 8th, Monday the 8th.
Sick of people canceling on us.
Monday the 8th, guys, at 7 a.m. And then we got Bruskus at 8 a.m. Monday's gonna be really great though, guys.
No,
Super Bowl hangover, am I right?
No, it'll probably get canceled.
So
yeah, I'm not gonna get my hopes up.
Don't get your hopes up, Dex. Let's be sad together.
I'm sorry. Yes, the only good thing about the show this morning was, we got Joey. We have Joey this morning.
Didn't work out.
Well, that's life, I guess. 338-3700, that's the phone number. Think about it Thursday. We're thinking about what this morning? What's on our minds besides us being tired and grumpy?
I think internet. Is on my mind. Internet, why don't you work for me?
There's nothing worse than something like that happening.
And here's what makes you mad. Because when you pull up the web browser, Google just pops up. But that's because it's a saved location. If you try to go anywhere else, not available.
Nah.
So it gives you, it's like a tease. It's like, it's going to work this. No, it's not. It's just like Joey canceling. And Steve-O harboring that knowledge, keeping it
I
to
just,
himself.
Yeah.
Could have sent me a text last night.
He was excited all night, Steve-O. That's what he dreamed about.
I was really
about.
Excited because he said, here's how he did it. Hey, man, I forgot I had a meeting. I'm going to have to cancel, so I'm just going to Monday. But I got some passes for Deadpool, so you're going to go to Deadpool with me? And I was like, oh, you have to go to Deadpool! Like, so I totally...
You totally forgot.
Totally. Smart man, that Joey Belleville. He canceled, like, very quietly and then ramped it up with Deadpool passes.
He had a
passes.
Diversion. That's what he had.
That's it. And, dude, it's me. I'm like a kitten with yarn. I just... Just very distracted, very easily, and
yeah, he'll probably cancel you on the Deadpool stuff.
Probably so.
I hope not.
That'd be a bummer.
I really hope not.
That'd be a big bummer.
Anyways, what's on your mind, everyone? Think about it Thursday. We'll think about a few things. Steve-O, I gave you a few things this morning.
Okay.
Some tips for saving money on a Super Bowl party.
Awesome.
That'd be good.
We have a private party on Sunday.
Very private. Okay.
You have to have a laminated
A laminate, yeah. You got to have a laminate to get into that joker.
Ha! Huh. Good to know.
Five annoying habits explained by science.
I'll take it.
Apparently 49 people have died from taking selfies since 2014. 49 people have died
from selfie abuse?
Since 2014.
Wow.
I'm trying to take a picture of myself.
Make sure it's safe, a safe place.
Wah!
I just died. I'm back. I'm a ghost. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to haunt you guys forever as a joke.
Please don't.
No, I'm going to. You know why? Because Joey canceled. It's Steve-O's fault.
The top 7 activities that make us happiest and saddest. And Google's using ads to stop people from joining ISIS.
Okay.
They're trying to.
They
finally joined the fight.
Wow, they really have Google ads for people to join ISIS.
I
don't understand the attraction.
Well, they're using ads to stop people from joining ISIS, not to join.
Okay, I thought you were saying that ISIS had ads up on Google, and then Google was finally like, "Oh, you know, we could just take those down." Hey, why don't we just take them down? I don't know. Let's have a meeting. Joey got invited to the meeting. He's not going to be on the morning show, but he'll tell us later if they decide to do that.
We got some letters to get to this morning. A couple questions this person wants to know about. It involves a neighbor.
Okay.
So we'll do that this morning. And I don't know, since it's a little slow this morning, we need to fix this internet issue coming
up. It's awful!
At 6:30. For all you early birds, we're going to play some of the... intervention from yesterday. And I know, Tao.
I don't think you should play that again.
I know.
Because we got in a complaint the other day when you replayed something.
I'm not okay with that.
So I texted me and they said, you guys are already doing reruns?
Who said that?
Somebody I can't name.
Oh, okay.
It was Thebes. He said, you guys are already.
It's
like you're still new.
Oh,
come on.
Not everybody listens from California and can rock all 4 hours. In fact, usually time spent listening, 15 to 20 minutes top. So we wanted to give the rest of our audience an opportunity to
listen
to Radio Gold.
I shredded that puppy down to a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little
so
bit.
So you guys can get the nuts and bolts of what happened yesterday, because it was really good. Best thing we've done on the show so far.
Really excited for the 9 o'clock hour with
Joey?
Phoenix is canceled, too.
Yeah, Phoenix canceled.
Oh, yeah. What?
Steven's going to cancel.
Phoenix can't be here today either, the 9 o'clock hour. So, Steven's going to be here, allegedly.
No, he's
so,
not.
So, I talked to him last night. He said for sure he would be here.
Not going to get my hopes up.
Steven Christian, allegedly.
You guys are making me so upset. I don't even know why I came to work today.
I come to work
expecting to get stoked and happy and to interview people and have good times.
It's going to be a great day.
So how many days have we been doing this? It hasn't
been
quite
like a
month,
1,000.
Right?
20?
Probably 1,000, though.
This is... let's just go home. Right?
What? Come on!
It's Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday.
I'm going to post a picture of Johnny when he was just born.
All right.
Yeah.
When he was just born.
Let's do a full Throwback Thursday, and we'll just play yesterday's show, and we'll go home. Will that make you guys feel better? Huh? Huh?
No.
No, it won't, because we have a job. We have responsibilities. We can't just give up when times get tough.
Hey, who are you talking to?
I thought I was talking to you guys, but that's okay.
No, you're not talking to us. You know why? Because we don't give up.
Rip?
Rip?
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't give a rip.
No, we don't give up.
Oh, we don't give up.
Yes.
I thought you said, we don't give up.
No, I don't
end. And you were waiting for me sentences. To finish the sentence.
No, I end my own sentences because I don't even give up on my sentences.
Oh, man.
I complete them. Yeah. Subject, predicate, it's over.
Speaking of annoying habits, when do I get to talk about the five annoying habits explained
Let's
by science?
Let's just do one right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Will you just pull one
just
out right
one?
Now?
Just
one? Is
one
of them canceling appointments?
Excuse me.
Listen to this.
Hit me. Again, what are these habits for? The Super Bowl party?
Clearing your throat is one of the habits.
Yeah, he's right.
Things you don't do at
Thank
the Super
you,
Bowl
Tao
party?
It's clearing your throat, Dex.
Or is this life in general?
This is life in general. Some annoying habits in life. And the science behind why people do them, so that maybe you can feel for them a little more and be less irritated. Like constantly clearing your throat. Did you know this? It happens when the membrane of your upper respiratory tract gets inflamed, and it's usually a sign of allergies, which is probably why a lot of people in New Mexico constantly clear their throat.
Yeah.
True.
Now, here's the thing.
Sounds like The Walking Dead.
If you're doing it year-round... You might be allergic to something in your house like dust mites, so clean your house, filthy. Maybe in the studio. Look at how dusty everything is in the studio.
Man, it's not dusty in here.
Oh, gross. Really? Look at this. I'm about to write my name
hey,
on
the... Hey, that's your area. That is your area.
You realize that's all just dead skin? That's what dust is? Like
Man.
Dead skin particles?
Yeah, it
it's floating around everywhere. You breathe it in all the time.
So that's number one. Annoying habits explained by science. Allergies. Reckon you, girl.
That's one thing. I'm not a fan of the desert because of that thing right there.
I will say, yeah, I took a shower this morning and I got out and my hands just started bleeding.
Nice.
Because I'm so dry. I put some lotion on. I put some lavender salve.
See, and I don't believe that men should use lotion.
Really?
I don't think men should use lotion.
Hey, you just want to go like sandpaper rugged on your hands?
Why didn't the people that named lavender salve call it Savender?
Oh, dude.
I know. Hey, you want to start a company?
Yes.
Dex, look at the computer.
I have. Okay.
Steve-O.
Yes.
All right.
Let's start a company
called
behind
Savender?
Dex's back.
Yes.
Literally. Keep your back turned.
Why can't I be in the company?
You can.
Oh, I don't like...
I grow my own lavender, guys.
I don't like lotion.
You don't like lotion.
I
that's
can
why.
Make it. It's not lotion. It's a salve. Savvy? Okay.
Chevy.
I get it.
Now, here's the thing. That we need Dex in our company because we need someone who's not a fan.
He's
that
the face.
He can speak objectively.
Well, we need a face.
He
I learned yesterday from a good friend that should be exploiting your social media power persuasion regularly. And I'm not doing that because I don't have that.
Who is his friend?
I can't say. Can't say.
Who is it?
Tens of thousands of followers, man.
It was
like,
Joey, right?
Wait, you get...
No.
What? You got
It was
what?
Clopez. Oh, Brian C. Lopez. You are a real sunglasses guy, bud. But you are exploiting that Instagram.
I need to do that.
Exploit it.
But here's my problem. Number two on the top five most annoying habits...
Instagram.
Oversharing on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Oversharing.
I'm about to post a
baby
status.
Baby pictures.
Three paragraphs long.
Did you know this is actually scientific? Researchers at Harvard used an MRI and found that when people answered questions about themselves, the reward centers of their brain lit up. In other words, talking about yourself makes you feel better. Which is why people are constantly oversharing on Facebook so they can feel good about themselves.
Dang, dude.
That makes
Just
sense.
Pretty selfish.
That is scientific.
It. Yeah.
Wow.
It's from Harvard.
It's from Harvard out in the yard.
Harvard is a book play.
And ninthly, scientists found upon reaching the third paragraph that you were simply elated with yourself.
I can't wait to hear the rest of these bad habits.
You're never going
to
hear them. That's the fourth bad habit. You never hear the rest of the list.
I haven't heard the third
it,
yet.
Literally, it says, number four, not finishing what you start.
Oh, are we still going?
No. I want you to hold on to the rest of them. How many more do we have?
Three more.
Hold on to those three.
Man, I'm so mad at you guys. Why did you make me come to work for this crap?
I know. There's nothing, literally nothing really good in the news.
You know what's going to be hilarious?
The internet's down.
What's going to be hilarious is later when somebody inevitably says, gosh, you guys, that 6 o'clock hour is the best radio. And we're all, we're like, no, no,
it always happens. Awful. That's, I don't get it.
It seems to be the case. Like, whenever we think it's terrible, I just want people to call in and say, no, man, you're right. It's terrible.
I know what we can do today.
What? Okay.
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Can we play a game?
Come on!
What? Ultimate teaser.
I know what we can do. We'll do it at the 7 o'clock hour. It'll be
fun.
7
o'clock.
We'll play
around. Is it
around...
Sopo? Because I'd love to.
It's too early for that.
All right.
It's too early.
Right. We'll play a round of Name the Year coming up. 338-3700. That's our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Save our show this morning.
Save it.
Hashtag save the show. Take a break. We are the Morning Invasion. Good morning.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Judge Stephen T. O'Neill says he has decided the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby will go forward.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders debate in a joint town hall meeting on CNN.
Rand Paul dropped out of the Republican race for president.
Rick Santorum ending his second presidential bid.
Sumner Redstone has stepped down as the executive chairman of CBS Corporation.
Comedian Bob Elliott has died.
Florida federal jury has awarded more than $23 million to a 22-year-old black man who was unarmed when he was shot and paralyzed by a sheriff's deputy.
A couple of veteran Russian cosmonauts have made their way back to the International Space Station after a spacewalk aimed at replacing equipment used to test various materials in space.
Toyota plans to discontinue its sign brand following disappointing sales.
President Obama spoke about Muslim Americans.
We have to reject a politics that seeks to manipulate prejudice or bias and targets people because of religion.
The president visited a mosque in Baltimore. It's the first mosque he's visited in the U.S. during his presidency.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to try it again, guys.
Starting to wake up a little.
Yeah?
A little bit. Good. 6:34.
High today of 39 degrees.
Gosh.
39, dude.
Lord, give us good weather.
It is 20 degrees right now. 20.
All right. Pretty cold. Dex.
Tail.
Run the traffic thing. I pulled it up on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your traffic update.
Hey everybody, it's time for traffic update from Teo's phone because his internet's unplugged on the computer. Right now there are no accidents that I'm seeing to report, but there's a lot of road construction, lots of road work, and no slowdowns as of now, but I want you to be careful. When you're driving, you need to be on your toes, not literally, but figuratively. Pay attention to what you're doing. Don't be a jerk. That's your look at traffic.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dale.
Yeah.
338-3700. It's Think About It Thursday.
Think about it.
What you thinking about? What's on your mind? Want to talk to us about it? Call us up. 338-3700. Also, you can email us at studio@star88.fm. Message us on Facebook if you'd like. Just search Star88FM. You can find us. Go like us. Huge show this morning.
Yeah.
Ginormous. 9 o'clock hour. Think About It Thursday with Steve and Christian.
Doop, 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 doop.
Yeah.
Pastor Steve and Christian. Does he have that title? Is he a pastor?
He's working on it.
Oh.
Yeah. He's working on it.
He'll be answering your phone calls this morning. We'll see what's up with him. He's the former lead singer of a band called Anne Berlin.
I like that.
He's also, he dabbles in other projects, Anchor and Braille.
Dude, I can't wait for that record to come out.
I can't wait to hear more.
Comes out, what, next week? Doesn't it come out next week?
Oh! Yes. Actually, I think it comes out
Friday?
This Friday.
Yes!
Tomorrow.
Oh,
brand new Anchor and Braille. Peter's going to have him on his show.
Really?
Nice! Mm-hmm. ABQ Connect.
I want to tune in for
well,
that.
Well, we're going to have him on our show.
Today. Dex.
I'm like, what time is he going to be on? I want to tune in.
Now, there,
9
there
o'clock,
is a,
our show.
There's a big difference, though, because Peter Benson is like radio royalty.
Oh, that's true.
So yes. That interview is going to be solid.
Yeah.
I got to be on Peter's show, it was a couple weeks ago, and he's so professional.
He's very good.
He is the real deal.
Yeah.
I had a great time on his show.
Yeah, he's a rad dude. He's good people, my friends. So, yeah, Steven's going to be in today, and we're going to convince him to play the entire record cover to cover during the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
We'll just push
that
play.
That would be legit. We could make him do commentary on every song.
Totally not
good. And we could just sit in the background and be like, what's that one mean?
Oh, man. I'm down. You know, he did a song on this record with the one, the only Joey Belleville, who is not going to be with us this morning.
Joey!
Yeah.
Don't blame that on Joey.
It isn't.
Let's blame it on Steve-O.
Why is it my fault?
You're the one that said, hey, Joey's coming in.
I
arranged it.
He was totally coming in.
I bet you could have got him to come in.
I can't. He's like a doctor now, okay?
Oh,
he does like doctor things.
He really does have a legit job.
He has a real job, guys. He can't just have fun and hang out with us all the time.
Shout out to Joey and shout out to Heidi, his wife, because she is also super legit.
And hilarious.
Yes, she's really funny.
Yeah.
They're like the funniest couple in the world.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. You know?
They're way funnier.
I was pretty bummed. I felt like Chrissy and I had a chance, and then I remembered, Chrissy's not funny.
Oh, man. What? Chrissy's funny?
That's not nice to say about your wife. I think she's really funny.
I feel like I beat Joey by like an inch in comedy, but Heidi takes the cake. Because she's funnier than both of us combined.
My wife, Leslie, she's hilarious. She says some of the funniest things. I just look at her and go, why aren't you a stand-up comedian?
Mm.
I think that's your calling.
Yeah.
And then she punches me right in the arm.
Because she says, because I'm a fighter. And then you're like, but that was funny.
Oh, man.
I wish I could be witty like you guys and my wife.
Yeah. Whatever.
You'll never get
I wish I could be funny.
Yeah, me too. But 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Am I right? Morning Invasion.
Let's do a couple headlines, Tao.
Yes,
can
sir.
We do that on your little iPad there?
Steve-O has let me borrow his iPad. So everyone give him a thank you.
I'm
thank
currently
you,
on my phone.
Thank you, Steve-O.
News. A couple got into a fight with silly string at a Walmart in Michigan earlier this week. Why? Because what else would you do in Michigan?
Mm.
The employees offered to clean up and not call the cops if the couple paid for it, but they said no. So they were arrested for retail fraud.
What? Idiots.
Were they in Flint? Was this because of the water?
Wow.
Oh, maybe.
Their minds have been laced with lead, and so they literally couldn't think past no.
Mm.
Steve-O, you have kids.
I do.
Like I do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have you ever, have the kids ever gotten in, you know, the bottle of silly string and just went to town on
we
the house or
have
somebody?
Never, ever, ever, ever purchased silly
don't
string.
Don't ever
in our house.
Do it.
Oh,
don't
I
ever.
Know.
Jack, I'm going to get you silly string for your next birthday.
I was once a street youth, okay? And I had a brother and sister who were also street youths.
And
all right?
You know what's available on the street?
Silly string.
They sell it in the
in
sewer.
In bulk.
Yeah.
So I just remember how much my mom hated that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, there's no way.
You guys have never gotten in a silly string fight?
No. Yeah, I did when I was a kid, but when you have kids?
No.
You know they're not going to pick it up.
Silly string.
Yeah, and that's it. That's
no,
it. All
you
you're thinking about is the mess. All you're thinking about is what you're going to have to clean up after it's over.
Oh,
when
know,
did
yeah.
we become grown-ups?
Seriously.
This sucks.
I'm not a grown-up. I'm buying all of your kids silly string just so I can
man.
Watch the aftermath.
Actually, you know awful. What? That's a lot. I just realized. That's wrong. At one birthday party, someone else got my kids like the web shooters back in the day. They had the like Spider-Man web shooters.
Yeah, we
but
had
it was
those.
Silly string. And it got everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I just started getting anxiety.
You made
so,
a rule.
Yeah, I broke out in hives.
Ah!
It was the worst.
Maybe you're allergic to it a little bit.
Maybe. Could be. Could be.
That'd be a good excuse.
Yeah.
Daddy's allergic to silly string. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys.
You don't have to
man,
suffer through
really
this.
Wanted to.
This is just an example of life. Sometimes the Lord gives us stuff we got to suffer through. So we'll rely on him.
Hand over the cans.
Give me the silly string. In reality, I'm lying to you, kid. I'm just like a pastor. I'm just lying to you.
Stop it right now. That studio
that is a
at
joke.
Star88.fm. Don't worry. We can't check it. So
we're lucky to be surrounded by tons of people that don't lie.
Oh, man.
As far as we know.
Oh, snap.
Just kidding. That was a joke, everybody.
Gosh.
According to a new study, yawning is more contagious for women than men because women are more empathetic.
You said yawning, and I want to yawn.
I just yawned.
No.
I did just yawn.
Guys, I have overcome yawning with willpower.
Does that mean I'm empathetic?
Yeah. Because
I was raised by a single mom?
Maybe it means
so I have more empathy
pathetic.
In my body?
I don't know about empathetic.
You said yawning, and I seriously yawned.
Sometimes when people try to make me yawn, I just go... and breathe in tons of air through my nose so I don't yawn. It makes me so mad. Don't ever make me yawn.
Oh, man.
When I was in Waverly, we had, you know how every band has a rider? Mm-hmm. And a rider is like part of your contract that you send out. And you hear about all the times, like the big bands that want like the certain color of M&Ms or
right.
They can't have their food above this temperature because it'll burn their mouth. Yeah. You hear about that stuff all the time. So we had a Section 13, and it was crazy stuff like that. But at the end of Section 13, it was like, if you read all the way to this part, then we know you actually read the rider. So we'll give you a free T-shirt or something like that. It was like, come to us and say this password, and we'll give you a free T-shirt.
That's cool.
And it was cool. But one of the things was no yawning. Number one, we made all of the volunteers, they were called the Servant Squadron or something like that. And they were supposed to have numbers, so they didn't have names so that we wouldn't feel emotionally connected to them.
Oh, my gosh.
But then
brilliant.
it was like, under no circumstance shall anyone in the Waverly Servant Squadron yawn at all around any of the band members, because we must all be diligent servants for the Lord. And if you're yawning, then you're not being diligent.
Oh, my gosh.
And if somebody yawned around us, it was like a $20 yawning fee. It's pretty good.
Did you guys ever come out and tell them that it was a joke?
They knew it was a joke.
Oh,
at the
come
end
on.
Of it,
oh,
not
yeah,
everybody
right.
knows it's a joke.
At the end of it, it said, this was a joke.
Okay.
What if they never got that far?
In big, bold letters.
Does it suck
well,
that we have
it
to
was great for us
because
we were getting money and there was a Wii floating around and all these snacks.
Gosh.
It was win-win, Dex.
Why do we constantly have to put that at the end of jokes that almost ruins the joke? Like our Delilah stuff.
Because some people don't have a sense of humor.
And you have to explain it. It's not as funny.
We're all sensitive now. And
Should we assume that people understand that we are a comedy morning show?
I don't know.
Or should we assume that
maybe we're just
everyone
not funny.
Thinks Christians are unfunny?
No, I think maybe we're not funny.
Serious all the time.
I think we should turn it around on ourselves and realize that maybe we're just not as funny as we think.
Okay, maybe.
Sometimes I say stuff and people just look right back at me and I think, you'll get it later. But they never do. They just think, man, that guy was really weird. Maybe that's just life.
Oh, man. Life lessons from Teo.
Vin Diesel says there are two more Fast and Furious movies coming.
Yeah.
They already scheduled them. I didn't even see the last one.
What? It was amazing. They're all so good.
I don't want to see it for the simple fact that Paul Walker passed away during filming of that movie, and that...
You can't even tell.
Really?
Nope.
Like, it wasn't all of a sudden he just wasn't in the movie anymore?
Nope.
They really did a good job with his exit?
Nope, they did. A great exit.
Look at me. Really?
I couldn't tell.
You got to watch it, Steve-O. I watched it.
You did?
Yeah.
They're all so good.
I rented it.
No, I know. I've seen them since the first one. I've seen them at the movie theater.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm that guy.
It was
decent. Act a fool. Like, yeah. I love Fast and
Furious. Vin Diesel is one of the greatest actors of our time.
And
well,
I say that
I wouldn't go
the
that
Fast
far.
And Furious movies are all Vin decent. Solid joke. Yeah. You'll
just
get it
fun,
later.
They're dumb action movies. Right? They won't. That's they really good. Won't.
Anyway, you know, they're working on the 8th installment right now. This
Ooh.
Is two more.
8th?
Yeah. He said, quote, 2 decades, 10 films, 1 saga. They're coming out 2017, 2019, and 2021.
Is it going to just be like Fast X?
Fast Forever. Please let one be called Fast Forever.
Forever Fast.
Forever Fast. No. I got a clip I would like Dex to play. Will Smith didn't know Jada Pinkett Smith was going to make a video about boycotting the Oscars.
Oh, no.
I don't think I have that clip.
What? Why would you put it in the thing?
Did I get that? Hold on.
You know what? No. I'm boycotting
right
this.
Oh.
Boycotting this.
I just
boycott.
Need to save it.
Boycott.
Just save this.
Boycott.
Guys, what happened? Remember when we had a really funny radio show?
He said he was sleepy.
Gosh.
I didn't want you to do all the news right now. I just want you to do a few things and just keep rolling.
This was my third thing.
Tao and I are both comic book readers. This is the filler issue.
I guess
where,
it was the fourth.
Like, it's before, you know, you just wrapped up an amazing story arc and you're headed into a new story arc, but you got to give a filler issue first. Today is our filler issue, guys.
No, today is going to be awesome. No. No.
I can play it right now.
Play it.
When she made the video, I was in Thailand.
She was just like, check Twitter. Yeah.
Who is that? And
I just filmed something in the kitchen. Yeah.
And I get off of the plane, and, you know, the paparazzi, Will, you're not going to the Oscars. What do you think about Jada's video? I think I'm going to give me a second. Let me
call. Is that what happened?
I had no idea.
Wow.
I had no idea. And I'm like, babe, you got to give a fella a little heads up, you know? Just a little something. Just, hey, babe, you know, hit me before you walk out of the airport. You know, give me something, you know.
That's so funny.
What was that?
How bummed is he? Like, how bummed is he about the Oscars, honestly? Because every time I've heard him give an interview, he's seriously, like, super bummed about the Oscars.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what? He's being a good husband. He's following his wife's lead,
all right.
I think.
I need Steve-O to call a phone number right now. I've sent him the number.
What?
Just call it. Don't ask questions. Be diligent. Don't yawn around me either. I'm going to see if this works. Old flubby fingers.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Chris Adams. Please leave a message.
Oh, Chris Adams.
At the tone, please record your message.
This is our
when
IT
you finish
guy.
Recording, oh. You may hang up.
Because our internet's
I'm
not working.
More
words
options.
With him.
Do it.
Hey, Chris, this is Matt Tao from the radio.
Matt Tao.
This message is being broadcast live on the air.
Hi.
Something happened when you guys came in and did all that stuff you were doing yesterday. The internet on my computer is not
just
working.
Just the one computer.
This is more than just some little complaint, because we rely on this computer to do traffic and be funny.
Yeah.
I read my jokes off of this computer.
That's true.
And that way, if they're not funny, then people don't have to blame me, and they can still think that I'm funny.
Yeah.
And I can't do that now, so it's just me out there throwing jokes out, and it's getting real bad.
Yeah.
So, popularity sinking, Dex just fell asleep. And I don't know if Steve-O's going to start taking drugs again or what. So I really need you to call us back, 505-338-3700, or please just get to work and help us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it's so early, but this was a dire thing. This is live on the air. Sorry. That's how you handle business.
All right. We got to get that internet fixed. Tell you what. Well, yesterday, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play, which Delilah call do you want me to play?
Oh, my gosh.
One, two, or three?
Let me pick. None of them. The third one.
Steve Oak, you want the third one?
The third one.
Okay. So yesterday on the show, now, if you want this, the full bit, you have to go to our podcast. It's up there.
I had to explain what happened to people, because we weren't thinking about the fact that some people were tuning in midway through.
Yeah, oh, right? Man.
Like my buddy Morgan, shout out to Morgan, I love you. He said... Hey, he texts me, and he was like, what is happening? And I just wrote, ha, ha, ha. Well, then I saw him yesterday at the gym, and he said, hey, man, what happened this morning? He said, I tuned in, and you were talking about beans, and Dawn was on the phone, and Johnny was crying in the background? What happened?
Well, we had an intervention. That's what happened.
That's right.
We had everybody that loved Tao.
Well, some of them.
No, that was everybody.
No,
I am
loved by
literally
millions.
Everybody.
Nope.
We tried to get your mom and your sisters, and they were like, pass.
Dang it.
I know.
No, we thought it'd be funny.
Murray had to work.
Because Tao loves Delilah. Delilah radio show.
That's real, actually. That part
is
of the story is very real. Yeah.
And so we had some fun with some Delilah calls, because let's face it, Tao calls Delilah every night.
Shut up.
He does all the time.
And we have the proof right here.
I don't call her every night.
Hi, how are ya?
Well, I just got my buddy Dex on the mind today. He doesn't have a cat, so he's got some dog or something, and it makes him sad a lot. So I've been trying to get him, you know, come over and see Beans. you'll know what a real pet's like. You'll know what it's like to be comforted by an animal. And he doesn't like cats, and like he's allergic or something. He says he sneezes.
So is this a buddy friend? Is this a sweetheart friend? Where does he fall in the friend category?
He's not a sweetheart friend. I don't know how that wire got crossed. He's just a friend. I thought he could use a little furry friend. I thought he could use some cat quality time.
And you were like seated next to each other. God just arranged that?
Well, Dex and I sit next to each other every day. I guess God arranged it, but I mean, we work together. It's just work. It's just work, buddy. So, wait, what are you thinking?
And now you're falling in love.
No, we're not falling. That's a hard no on the love. just work buddies, Delilah. Just work, buddy.
Praying a lot that he'll come home safe and sound.
He is home. What's wrong with you?
And is there a song that's become your song, or can I, you know, do a little divine intervention and pick one out for you?
I don't want you to do any divine intervention. I'm not calling you anymore. I think you might be a wizard.
The proof is in the pudding. Yeah.
There are clear instructions in the word to not trust witches and wizards.
I hear that, man.
And
very,
so
very
as soon
clearly,
as you suspect...
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you do?
Sorry, Teo.
As soon
my
as
bad.
You suspect somebody of being a witch or a wizard, you got to get out, man. You got to cut and move.
Yeah.
Whoa. Because then they'll start casting spells on you. Next thing you know, you're turning into a goat.
What?
It could happen.
It could.
It's magic.
I mean, it's feasible. It's completely possible.
It is completely possible. Ask your goat friends. One of them could be a person.
Ask Willow.
Willow!
Willow!
Here's the one, Willow.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Dex, Steve, O'Teo.
Gosh.
Hopefully you're having a great morning.
I know I am.
Let's go ahead. Yes.
I was going to say, I got three more habits coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Five annoying habits.
He's got a list.
Speaking of annoying habits, we're still getting emails from people who want to hear my Denver Broncos story that I never.
This would
gosh,
be the morning
don't bring that back
got
up.
To finish.
This could be the morning to finish the story.
Oh, trust
no,
me.
It's not.
It's
well,
a
you're going to have to start completely
story.
Over.
I was a stranger in a foreign land. You guys have all had that experience. You
I
know?
Don't want you to share it
whether
right
it's
now.
A new job, new whatever.
He's
stranger
going in, he's going
in
into
a
it.
Foreign land. Sometimes things go awry.
We have to go to break.
So there I was.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Get out.
338-3700.
Colorado. I was hanging out.
We're going to give some stuff away when we come back. Hang out.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
.703.
High today of 39 degrees.
The game this Sunday. The big game. Make sure you wear your jersey to church on Sunday.
I do every Sunday. It's called my prayer shawl.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
You're gonna be rocking your Broncos jersey?
Nope. Steve-O can't wear his because they'll kick him out of church.
Guys, I'm a Bucks fan. We didn't even make the playoffs.
I'm sorry.
We didn't make the playoffs. However, I did at one point see the Buccaneers play the Denver Broncos in Denver. It's a great story, let me tell you. So there I was.
Is this going to happen?
No.
Yeah, we should do it right after some traffic, maybe?
Oh, great.
Right? I'm sorry. I totally put you on the spot. Our internet is down on Teo's computer.
Oh, that's right.
And he's trying to pull it up on his phone.
Currently troubleshooting with our IT guy through text message.
Thanks for
shout out to Chris.
Texting Chris.
Ever diligent. Dude is awesome.
He is.
All right, let's see. What is this?
Accident in the right lane is blocked. I-40 East at 6th Street. Happened about 15 minutes ago, so that's kind of extreme. You guys might need to change your morning commute route to get around that. Also, there's an accident at Ladera Drive and Ouray Road.
Ouray!
Ouray!
12 minutes ago. So you guys, look out for this stuff. Be careful this morning. I just want you to smile. I don't want you to get upset and have a wreck. Okay? Okay. That's your look at traffic.
Thanks, Tail.
Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Parts.
Traffic brought to you by faux IT guy Steve-O.
So it was what? A week ago? It was last week. Last week, Steve-O launched into this story about him going to Farmington, Colorado.
No!
Yep.
Wearing his...
I wish you guys would listen to me.
He said the Broncos played there. Like, weird. It's a weird idea that they would play in Farmington.
Tail, we need to respect him right now. Let's let him share the story.
You know, I've been told by many a guys this week that I work with a pair of bullies who don't respect me or my stories or my topics. And I said, you know, I'm not going to let them bully me anymore.
Hey,
I'm going to force their hand.
Did their words convince you of that?
They did.
Well, then they bullied you into thinking something.
Oh, man, you're right.
Gosh.
Man, my bad, guys.
Would you just listen to us and not worry about other people?
My bad.
I'm actually really excited about hearing the story.
Tell your dumb story.
You know.
So what happened? Start at the beginning.
The beginning? Well, my mom, she moved to Lubbock and met this guy.
No.
Oh.
Start at the beginning of your story.
The beginning of this story.
Oh, okay. Cool. Right on. Huge Bucks fan, right? But they are in Tampa, Florida. That's kind of far. Mm. It's hard to trek it to Tampa to catch a game.
I thought he said they were in Farmington.
So they played the Denver Broncos one year, and I was like, I'm going to go up there. But I don't know much about buying tickets in foreign stadiums like Denver, Colorado. I'm assuming you just buy tickets and everybody's lovely and wonderful and nice. It's the NFL after all, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
NFL stands for not for long.
Yeah. Not friendly lifers. League was better. I should have just gone with league.
Okay.
So anyways, so my wife and I and our dear friend Johnny B.
Johnny B.
We decide we're going to go catch this NFL game. But you know when you're like involved in a situation and you're with two people who just don't give a crap about the situation they're currently in?
Never.
You guys ever been?
Me.
You guys have never been in a situation
everybody
like that?
Everybody cares about my story.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. It's funny how this is like, it's like Inception. The story is a story within a story within a story, because there I was watching the Buccaneers take on the Denver Broncos. It's a big deal, guys. Never seen my team live before, and I was ecstatic.
All its glory.
So, of course, I'm paying attention to everything. Even the boring moments in between the plays where they're just standing there talking and huddling up. And it was amazing.
Sure.
Well.
When'd that stop?
My wife and Johnny were not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in the middle. Johnny's to my right, and Christy's to my left. We are in hostile territory, if you will. Ooh. I was a stranger in a strange land. Bronco fans all around me.
Oh, man.
So I was trying not to be too crazy about cheering, because if they would do something amazing, I go, yeah! And then, like, because there are, like, big, scary people around me who are like, hey, boy. Well, in front of me, there was this ginormous cowboy man.
What? I thought you were in Denver.
He was a Cowboys fan?
He was a Broncos fan. Stay with the story.
You can't get your setting right.
He was terrifying to behold. But I was like, oh, I'm being respectful, I'll chill out.
Was he chewing tobacco?
Oddly enough, yes, he was. Seriously.
Could have spit
like a man. Think about the guy, good old Roy, right? With the giant pickup with the chew in his back pocket.
Sure, he had a nice ponytail.
About 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's sitting directly in front of me, so I'm already obstructed. He's sitting down and he's like a tree in front of me.
That always happens to me, too.
So I'm like trying to be respectful and cheering, but then I'm like, we spent stupid amounts of money for this. Screw this. I am cheering for my team, right?
Take a stand.
So I'm paying attention, and I'm watching, and at the time it was Garcia. He was our quarterback. And boom, he goes back. Woo! Deep pass. Catches it. He's at the 15. Woo! The 10. The 5. Yeah! Touchdown! And I jump in the air. Woo! Well, as I'm jumping in the air and my arms are flailing up, Johnny B. and my wife, who aren't paying attention, are talking, and Johnny, at this moment, reverse 18 seconds, goes, Chrissy, would you like a nacho?
No.
To which Chrissy says, I would love a nacho, Jonathan B.
Oh, gosh.
So as he's handing the nacho across my lap to her, I jump in the air and the entire tray of nachos and cheese pours all over the 9-foot tall cowboy in front of me.
Fail, fail, fail.
Yes.
No.
Dude, I have never felt more near death.
Yeah,
because the whole game, it'd been kind of like this weird, like, he would kind of look at me, and I'm like, I'm sorry, man, I'm a huge Bucks fan. Trying to be respectful. And next thing you know, all from his perspective, we score a touchdown, and the nacho cheese is poured all over him. So imagine what he thought.
Did he stand up?
He stood up. And cocked back.
No.
And his wife had to grab his arm.
No. He was going to punch you in the face?
I thought I was going to be murdered that day. I'm not even being funny right now. I'm, in this moment, no exaggeration, I peed a little.
Shut up, and that's when you realize NFL stood for Nacho Football League. And that's what we're going to call this story. Nacho Football League.
This is the greatest story ever.
Why
did we not let him finish?
You need to trust me.
Steve, why didn't you just tell the story the other day?
You should have finished it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Finish what you start, man.
So the wife's like, honey, and she's like trying to push him because he's got nachos all over. And I go to like try and take a chip off of his back. And she's like, she looks at me with this death look and she's like, don't touch him. And I'm like, okay.
All you want to do is just try to help.
Yeah. So they leave and I'm just like.
They left?
Sweating. Yeah. She pushes him away.
Their
friends are just like. Mocking me and just like, oh man, you're so dead, you know. And I'm just like,
you are so dead that we call him Goliath on the street.
He was the biggest man I've ever seen.
Can
in my
I
life.
Guess what happens next?
Okay,
he met you in the parking lot.
No,
oh, okay,
no, I know what happened. I'm gonna make it up.
Okay, you make it up.
No, I want you to finish the story.
Oh, okay,
it's a good story.
So actually, so they come back and she's got like a. You know, NFL shop bag because they went to the team store. And so he's wearing this like new hoodie.
Oh, man.
And all of his nacho clothes are in the bag. And he looks at me with this like, look, oh, death. And I said, I am so sorry, sir. I got really excited. And I was like trying to like replay the story to him. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I say, is there anything I can do? And he looks at me with his death stare, and he says, Bud Light. That's literally all he said. I have never jumped up faster to race to concessions in my life.
Wow.
Wow. And so
I did,
in order
as a peace offering.
To repay that man, you bought him an addictive substance that will likely kill him in the years to come. I like your end game. That's the long con. You're like, you know what? I'm going to make you think that I'm helping you out, but really, I'm going to kill you, dude. I got murder on the brain.
Wait, hold on. What if Steve would have said, I can't buy you that.
Yeah, there's no way I was going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I do not condone the consumption of alcohol in
silver or gold, have I none.
Bud Light, have I none. But what I do have, I give to you. Dude.
Nah, I get it.
You
probably did the right thing just so you didn't get punched.
It made for, like, at the end of the game, the Broncos beat the tar out of the Buccaneers.
And he turned around. And in all of his, and he probably
made
felt,
it okay.
Yeah, his righteous indignation. He just looked at you and he went, "Good game, huh?"
Yeah, yeah. It was the most terrifying.
He was going to hit you.
He was. I got my boy Johnny B was there and Chrissy, but the three of us combined could not have taken that man. He was a giant mammoth of a human being.
You really could blame it on Johnny B because Johnny B was the one who started the whole thing with.
Immediately blame
Chicken. It's his fault!
I'm like, watch the game, bro! Pay a lot of money to go to an NFL game. You're not even paying attention. You're like, hanging out and eating nachos. What's that about?
Just think about
it,
Steve-O.
It's fellowship.
Think about it. You almost ended up on every radio station in the country and their wacky news.
You would have been so popular.
Yeah, that's true.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. hang on. No, I'm not done. That's not the punchline. Hang on. Let me get through. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Lifer, man. Lifer.
That's good. 338-3700. Hello.
This is Chrissy.
Hi, honey.
Hello, hey. Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
So,
he forgot one of the best parts of the story.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I was just trying to get through it because I have two jerk co-hosts who never let me tell stories.
Let Chrissy tell her story.
So he dumps the nachos on the big scary guy, and his wife immediately starts laughing hysterically.
This is true. This is very true.
He thought it was hilarious.
This is quite true.
And her other lady friend thought it was hilarious. So while she was trying to hold him back, she was also covering her whole face because she was in tears laughing.
This is true. That didn't help the situation because Big Scary Man covered in nachos and all of his friends are cracking up.
Yeah,
totally forgot about it. You're right.
Chrissy!
It was one of those. Thank you, baby, for calling and backing up my story so people don't think I'm just embellishing stupid stories. That's real life, guys. Real life happens to me.
I think we need to call Johnny B. I'm not going to trust you until we get Johnny B.
Call him out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Chrissy, how's the Enterprise?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. We are shuttling to Jack's school currently.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. That's yeah, good. Shuttling. You
doesn't
like
even
that?
Sound like you're in a car right now.
I got to drive last night to take the kids to baseball practice.
Is
and
it
I,
wonderful?
It was amazing. Mm. It was amazing, guys. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
It's incredible.
Happy for you.
Yeah.
Like driving a cloud.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Chrissy.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That's true. I forgot.
Greatest story ever.
And that didn't help. Ladies, wives, if your husband is embarrassed in a situation, don't start mocking and laughing when he's a big scary mountain man about to beat somebody up.
It's true.
Well, do you think that was
me all the time?
Do you think though that that was good that
no!
she did that? Because okay, well, what if she wouldn't have laughed and she would have?
Oh snap! You dead? Yeah, that would have sucked.
What if she would have turned around and been like, "Did you just pour nacho
oh,
cheese
man,
on my
that's
husband?"
True.
And that then could've. She started hitting you, and then that would have been
Chrissy
nobody would have
had
done
to
any...
like stand up for her man.
Because then the dude would have been like, "She's yeah. hitting you. I don't even have to do anything."
Yeah, that's true,
man.
Dude, yeah, it was terrifying. Terrifying, but it all worked out in the end, I hope. I hope.
The Lord was with you that
yeah,
day.
The Lord definitely.
I don't know, man.
When now the Denver Broncos are in the Super Bowl, and we are 6-10 and are still
you need
terrible.
To check in on that guy. You yeah. probably gave him, like, alcohol poisoning.
Stop it!
From the one.
Guys, it was a peace offering, okay?
Yeah, I think it was great.
I think you made the right choice.
I think dude. You should have offered to pay for that football gear that they had to
I
go
was
purchase.
Wondering if that's the way it was yeah. going to go. I thought maybe you were going to go the extra mile like a Christian
oh,
would.
Cool.
And be like, not only
gosh.
That, sir, but also, how much was your $150 hoodie? Because that makes sense.
You probably spent $100 on the beer.
Dude, right? We went and toured that stadium, like before, you know, you could take tours of the stadium, and they were talking about of course the different systems. There is like a quote like beer river at Denver Broncos Stadium that's how they spend stupid amounts of money, and it's like millions every single game that is spent just on alcohol consumption because of the system they have, like the piping
wow.
they have set up. It's good unreal
grief.
We're like watching this going what? But I mean, I guess you're you know in Denver, Colorado
yeah. Mile High Stadium.
Mile High Stadium, it's you know.
That was your first experience there, or
that
just
was
seeing
my
the
first,
Bucks?
That was my first experience seeing the Bucks and my first game in Denver. And for the most part, Denver fans, you guys are very kind and wonderful. Thank you for not killing me, Scary Mountain.
Yeah, if you were watching the Raiders,
yeah.
You would be, man. You could
be
dead.
Maybe that's what it
you
was.
Would be dead.
Maybe it's because we've only won one Super Bowl in our entire existence. We've been around since the 60s. And it was against the Raiders. So maybe that's why I wasn't murdered, because the Broncos fan immediately went, wait, but you did beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl. Good job.
Good job, guys.
I hate you a little less. And I'm like, we can agree on something. We all hate the Raiders. Woo!
Raiders stink.
Yeah.
Raiders stink.
Sorry, Raiders. Sorry. Oakland, not Oakland? Are they still
really
in Oakland?
Though, you think
or do they go to L.A. too?
You would think the Buccaneers and the Raiders would be best friends, because essentially they're both like home invasion people.
Yeah, but they're pirating different coasts. You know okay. what I mean? It's like rival pirate gangs.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
So it's like Barbossa over here, and then Captain Jack on the other. You know what I mean? Team
gotcha.
Captain Jack.
There used
all the way.
To be honor among thieves.
Used to be. You know, it's just, pirating's not the same as it used to be.
It's not. So. No, it's all about Napster and movies.
338-3700.
Yeah.
What do we have to give away?
Gosh.
Do we have anything?
Dignity.
You know, yesterday we gave away some Hinkle passes because we got the little prize closet. I started like pulling stuff out and realized, oh, we got a ton of laser tag and golf go-karts. Not golf carts.
Now, it is.
Miniature golf, go-karts.
It is freezing this week.
So it's a perfect
but
time.
But it's supposed to really warm up next week. Like highs
so
in the 60s.
So say it's the marsupial, right? It's in a groundhog or marsupial.
So maybe we can give away some Hinkle family fun times.
Yeah. I mean, we got CDs, too. We got Bibles. We got stuff to give away.
Time to play around and name the year.
Yes! Can I Google all these?
You nope. Google! Oh.
You cannot.
Neither can I.
You're because... going up against Teo and Steve-O in Name the Year. 338-3700. You have to name the year. I'll give you something that happened on this day in history. Way back when.
We maybe also have a pair of tickets to Big Daddy... Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Big Daddy Weave's coming. Monday, February 22nd to Sagebrush Community Church. We've got tickets to give away for that, too. So those are in the prize closet. I forget we have tickets.
Lots of tickets.
Yeah. Well, two. We have two.
We got 1,000.
Two tickets.
To throw at you. Tons of tickets.
Yeah, we have two.
Tons.
Two tickets. Uno, dos.
We've already given away the rest of them.
Yeah, we did.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What's your name?
My name is Mike. Let's play year 1980. I was born.
That's not how you play the game, Mike.
That's not at all how. Yeah. But that was a good one, except you gave us the answer.
All right, buddy. Here we go. The person closest without going over.
So it's like Price is Right, huh?
Price is Right.
Go over? Okay.
There you go.
Boom. Got it.
We're going to kick it off with the very lovely Karen Carpenter.
Oh.
Karen Carpenter died at the age of 32.
Is this good news?
She had anorexia.
Oh, gosh.
Karen Carpenter had anorexia.
You are the worst good news guy.
Name the year that Karen Carpenter.
Gosh, this makes the song so much more depressing.
1976.
Did you Google it, Mike? You Google her. Be honest with me, Mike. Don't lie to me.
What'd he say?
1976.
Okay. Teo, Steve-O?
I'm going to say it was 78. No, I'm not. I'm going to say it was 82.
Yeah, I was going to say, because this song came out, and then, let's see. Oh, I'm going to say 80.
The year was 1983.
Yeah!
Dang it.
Sorry, Mike.
Damn! Yeah.
I said 82. I was so close, guys.
Two out of three.
He wants 2 out of 3.
Yes,
yeah, we lost Dex.
He's dancing. He loves the Carpenters.
Speaking of guys who don't know the words that just keep singing,
what are you talking about?
You didn't know any of those words.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole?
Yes.
Up for grabs, we got some Hinkle Family Fun Center passes, or some tickets to see Big Daddy Weave, or we got some CDs that we can give you, or a Bible that's still here because everybody picks other things, and it's really sad. And a commentary on our society.
What do you think? You want to play?
Let's do this.
I do.
Okay.
Name the year. Whoever gets closest without going over.
Okay.
Will win.
All right.
Okay.
You guys know about Liberace, right?
Yeah.
Heard about him.
Liberace!
Yeah.
Liberace! He was a pianist. And he died at the age of 67. He had AIDS. How old was Liberace? Oh, I don't know why that's funny.
It's not.
Why are you laughing at
it's
that?
It's not funny. It's not funny one bit.
You laugh at things that are terrible that I don't understand.
I laugh when I get uncomfortable.
Hey, that's your coping mechanism.
All of your tricks.
Let him cope with it.
Awful.
Let's listen to Liberace.
No, let's not. Oh.
What year did Liberace die? The age of 67. Gosh, beautiful. Just beautiful.
Okay.
God gave him a great gift.
1982.
Okay. I'm going to say it was 98.
I'm going to say it was 95.
It was 1987.
Oh!
Good job.
You win.
Nicole. She said 82,
she
right?
She said 82. She was under. Price is Right style. She did
Wait, so that's... Okay, I got this.
Hold
game,
on
then.
The phone.
All right, without
How did you
going
guys
over.
That up?
All right, hang out. All right. I don't know why I thought she said 88.
Liberace.
All right. Closest without going over. I got it.
What does that mean?
Just means I'm gonna go low from now on.
338.
I keep shooting too high.
You need to live your life by getting low.
We got one phone line open. Got to play a couple more rounds here. We need to give away this Bible.
We're trying to hand deliver the Word of God, people.
All right, somebody will call. We'll kick it off right now. Let's go. You remember this band, Milli Vanilli?
Yes.
Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it.
One of the biggest scandals in music history. I was not affected by it. I didn't care. I didn't care that they were lip syncing. It didn't affect me at all. It's one of my favorite bands.
Oh, okay.
I remember Geraldo Rivera had Milli Vanilli on when the whole scandal broke. Felt bad.
Good morning.
Milli Vanilli superstar Rod Pilatus was hospitalized after being hit over the head with a baseball bat in Hollywood by a guy whose car he was trying to steal. He died of an overdose 2 years later. Name the year.
Blame it on the rain.
Wow. I'll say 88.
Nah, 2002.
I say 1427. I don't want to go over. I've gone over every time.
I hope
time.
I didn't go over.
You didn't go over because Milli Vanilli didn't even get famous till the 90s.
Let's see.
What'd you say, buddy?
I said 88.
The year was 1996.
Oh!
Good job, buddy.
Wait, he was closer than me?
Yeah, he was a lot. He was a couple centuries closer than you.
Dang it!
Okay, this next round, we have to just play with these two here because the phone lines,
we already gave away our prizes.
I thought we were getting more phone lines.
Gosh, I really, really don't want to play this if I have to hear about another tragic death.
All right. Let me play the clip.
Oh, gosh. Tonight, my basketball career is officially over, and I had a blast. So tonight I leave. I leave basketball forever. I leave a game that I loved.
Love you, Larry.
Sorry, the Great White Hope!
Michael Jordan is awesome.
That's Larry.
I dedicated my life to basketball.
Yes, you did.
Number 23.
And I dedicated my life to the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
So,
Jordan played for the Bulls.
Yes.
I say goodnight, Boston. Goodnight, and may God bless each and every one of you.
Goodnight. Doesn't sound like he's from Boston.
On what day did he die?
He's still alive.
He is still alive.
The Boston Celtics retired Larry Bird's number 33 in what year? On this day.
You guys sure that that's Larry Bird?
That's Larry.
Yes, that's Larry Bird.
That's Larry. What do you think, guys? What do you think? Give me
Blame it on the rain.
2003.
2000.
You both are over. Guess again.
98.
97.
You both are over. Guess again.
What? Retired his number?
Retired
when
his number.
When did he retire?
Really? Really?
Okay, hang on. Yeah, let's figure this
just
out.
Just tell me when he retired.
He was on the Dream Team. That was 92, right?
You're on to something.
Did he not play the entire time that...
1994.
96.
You both are over again.
What?
Come on.
There's
you're almost
no
there.
Way.
93?
90.
93 Tailwinds.
Guys, 1993 was the year Jurassic Park came out.
Larry Bird retired in 93? Yeah. Why did I think he played longer than that?
Well, they retired
MJ
his number.
Played
Does that mean the same thing? I don't think that's the same thing, right?
Yeah, you can't retire a number while somebody's still playing because then he couldn't use his own number. Sorry, bro, it's retired. but it's my number. Nah, bro.
Nope,
pick a new one.
To yourself.
Guess again.
Jordan had to pick another number.
No.
Oh, he
45.
Did.
45.
Mm-hmm. He did. See, they can.
Was
no,
it the same?
No,
because he retired 23.
No, because then he went back to 23.
He unretired.
No, because he's Michael Jordan. He can do whatever he wants.
Kobe Bryant wore two numbers.
Which is stupid altogether, because math don't quit.
Okay.
You can't retire a number. Jokers.
All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Judge Stephen T. O'Neill says he has decided the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby will go forward.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders debate in a joint town hall meeting on CNN.
Rand Paul dropped out of the Republican race for president.
Rick Santorum ending his second presidential bid.
Sumner Redstone has stepped down as the executive chairman of CBS Corporation.
Comedian Bob Elliott has died.
Florida federal jury has awarded more than $23 million to a 22-year-old black man who was unarmed when he was shot and paralyzed by a sheriff's deputy.
A couple of veteran Russian cosmonauts have made their way back to the International Space Station after a spacewalk aimed at replacing equipment used to test various materials in space.
Toyota plans to discontinue its sign brand following disappointing sales.
President Obama spoke about Muslim Americans.
We have to reject a politics that seeks to manipulate prejudice or bias and targets people because of religion.
The president visited a mosque in Baltimore. It's the first mosque he's visited in the U.S. during his presidency.
Oh, my belly's full and I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Chris Adams, IT guy. He did the man, he put in the man hours, did the work.
Thanks,
Internet
Chris.
Is fixed. Thank you.
Everything is running smoothly.
Thanks to me.
Life is all good now.
Thanks to me resetting the modem.
338-3700.
Nope.
739.
High today of 39. That's weird, huh?
What?
739 and the high's 39.
Whoa.
Has that ever happened before to
no,
you ever?
Never.
It's 11-11, bro.
Make a wish. Anything going on with traffic?
Oh my god.
Traffic update.
Put we've that had, burrito down.
We've had the internet for 4 seconds and now it's like, all right, scour the internet for news.
You know how this works. Come on.
I got you, bro. Accident in the left lane is blocked. I-40 East at 6th Street, also accident. The right lane is blocked, I-40 East at 4th Street. So both are right there together, and it's causing some headaches on 40 eastbound. Between Coors all the way up to almost the Big I.
Wow.
You guys be careful around there. Traffic is almost to 10 miles an hour. So that's going to be a headache in your morning commute. Also earlier, there was an accident at Ladera Drive and Ouray Road. What is this? Road work. Off-ramp construction. There is construction everywhere. You guys be really careful today. And again, watch out for the big accident. It's I-40 East at 6th Street and I-40 East at 4th Street. Look out for that stuff. That's really good traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch right here, Calvary. Campus here in Albuquerque. You just swing on down, grab yourself a coffee.
They have a clover machine here, bro.
Yeah.
You don't even know what that is,
no,
but that's okay.
I have no idea. Actually, it's a clover?
Huh. Clover, bro.
Good
luck with that. Am I right?
You know, it's a pretty delicious
clover
form of
like
coffee brewing.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Dex.
Good
How's
morning.
It going?
Rude dog.
How's life?
Well, it's been a rough morning, man. You know, started off pretty rocky when our internet wasn't working, and we got that fixed. Steve-O got to share his story, which was great.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard that.
It was a good story.
Yes, I did. Fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, I'm starting to wake up a little bit. I'm a little tired, but I'm doing all right. How about you, Rude Dog?
Fantastic. So I got a derailer for you.
Hey, there's nothing that can derail this show right now, I'm telling you.
Oh. All right. So you know, I listen to Pandora. I use Pandora. Every time I turn Pandora on, the first thing that pops up is a commercial for Showtime TV. They're going to have a documentary about Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Now, having said that, there's some, I've seen the previews. There's some artists, you know, other musical artists commenting on Michael Jackson, talking about how much they love his music, how much of an influence it was.
Yeah.
Which is fine and dandy. But all that is null and void. Those artists that are on that documentary, why would I want to support them anymore if they're talking about Michael Jackson as a great artist?
Rude dog. You know? Here's the thing. He was found not guilty.
Yeah.
In a court of law.
Yep.
And I know what you're thinking.
So was OJ,
I get it. I know what you're thinking. And all of us are thinking the same thing. He probably did that crime. But he was found not guilty.
I wasn't thinking that.
Come on.
I love Michael Jackson too.
And you know, I really hope that was never true.
He influenced some of the greats as well.
My thing is, if I was a musical artist and they interviewed me again, I'd be like, yeah, yeah, Michael Jackson made good music, but then there's that other thing, so I don't want to talk about him anymore. So
I kind of get where you're coming from.
I kind of hear that, but at the same time, if we put a hang-up on everyone because of something in their past, literally everyone has something, because we're all fallen. We all have sin and crap and filth in our lives, and his obviously is heinous and looks different than yours.
If he actually did do those
rude
things.
Dog.
If
you
those
you don't like Christian music, but you still listen to Dex.
Not really. There's a couple bands I like, but you still
listen to the Morning Invasion. It's because you can appreciate
the show.
One thing about. You know that, even though it's surrounded by stuff you don't like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but you guys. Well, I don't know. I won't get into it. You guys are.
I hear what you're saying,
Doug. It would be a different story for sure. Michael Jackson. It's if you think about the Bill Cosby stuff that's going on, and I mean, there's so many women that have come forward that it happened. We know it happened. We believe these women. Okay. In Michael Jackson's case, if he was found guilty, then we would definitely look at Michael Jackson completely different. I probably wouldn't, if I listened to Michael Jackson, I probably wouldn't be able to listen to him the same way anymore. So it was the fact that he was found not guilty. That's why Michael Jackson is still the king. And
all right. King of pop.
Yeah. So,
or because he's the king of pop, because literally... He's the king of pop music because his music was brilliant.
So good.
I mean, I'm just saying.
All
you can,
right,
you can separate his work from who
like
he, his character.
Your day, so.
Thanks, Rude Dog.
Glad you're listening, buddy.
All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
See you, man.
All right. Bye.
I think that's what it is, because art is so subjective anyways. I know people who love certain artists who don't agree with their lifestyles or agree with the thing. Dude, Scott Weiland was one of my absolute favorite artists ever. Dude, he just OD'd recently. Mm. I obviously don't condone that lifestyle of drugs and stupidity, because he left behind children and a wife, and it was devastating. But I still will listen to his music because I enjoy his art. You know, so I think you can separate those things as well.
Well, okay, let me throw this at you. There was a band that I loved back in the early 2000s.
Okay.
They were called Lost Prophets.
Oh, gosh, don't do this.
The lead singer.
Yeah, I know.
What was it, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They found out that he was a child molester, that he was doing horrific.
Horrible.
Not the rest of the band. It was just the lead singer.
No, you're right.
And have you been able to?
No.
Yeah. See?
Not even a little bit. You're right.
See?
No, you're completely right. I take back everything I said. You are 1,000% right.
No, it's true. And the difference being there, not to justify his actions.
I haven't
at
eaten
all,
that Subway.
But
you know?
The singer of Lost Prophets was like, I don't understand why anybody thinks this is wrong.
Yeah.
He was completely obstinate and totally just like, no, I can do what I want
because
I'm who I am, which is horrible because it's worse than child molestation. It went even way, way, way worse
so
than
dark,
that.
So evil.
Yeah, and true, that sometimes Lost Prophets will come on at the gym and I'll walk over there and go, skip.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you feel, I feel bad for the rest of the band?
The other guys started a new band with the singer from Thursday. It's called No Devotion.
Oh.
So if you still want to support the guys, you can go look
there
up the new band.
It's like the Cosby Show. I won't be able to ever watch the Cosby Show again and enjoy it like I used to.
All right, think about it Thursday. About to take it to another level.
Yes,
with you
dude.
Guys.
We like to ponder hypotheticals.
Okay, so we're talking
questions
about art and how subjective art is.
Right.
And how sometimes it's very difficult to separate an artist from things that they have done, or separate their art from things that they have done. It's really hard to separate the art from the artist. This, as a Christian, is how we have to remember it looks. When we ask people that aren't Christians to separate the behavior of a Christian from the gospel itself.
Mm.
The gospel is good news for everybody. Jesus was perfect. He died on a cross, rose again on the third day so that we could all have a relationship with God. Problem is, everybody that represents Jesus is a fallen sinner. Mm. Sometimes, as a Christian, it's hard to understand why people wouldn't want to pick up on that. Mm. Guys, this is the gospel. You don't have to live your life in comparison anymore. You don't have to wonder if I'm good enough for God because he's already made a way for you. He loves you that much. Well, yeah, that sounds good, but you Christians just do terrible things all the time. Yeah. I get it. And so as a Christian, I can use that to see where someone who is not is coming from.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about here, because we can, that's how you can relate. Because I think a lot of times as Christians we get, how am I supposed to, I don't even want to be around that stuff. The Bible says not to be, you know, be not of this world, be in it but not of it.
Yeah.
But it's so hard for me to break out of my church bubble because how am I supposed to relate to those people?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I just gave you a way to relate. Maybe you're like, I can't listen to Michael Jackson. I mean, his song sounds good, but you know, all the terrible stuff he did. There is a way to appreciate the art with there is a way to appreciate the art without championing the actions of the artist.
Yeah, God gave Michael Jackson an amazing gift.
He totally did. And so that's kind of what the gospel is. The gospel is this incredible gift available for all. It's just, you kind of wonder, it's like, God, what were you thinking, man? You put humans out as your representatives, and we're all just messing it up constantly. Mm-hmm. But the answer to that is, that's how much he loves us, is even though we all screw it all up, and we're all hypocrites, and we're all the worst, we're just the worst in different things, there's still a beautiful gospel there.
I love how you just put that.
For everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
So, I used to be a part of a fairly large local church, and they would extrapolate Christian meaning from very, very secular songs for their service. Is there ever a point where you have to look at the artist or you have to look at the whole paradigm of a band and say, you know what, this is a little bit too far, and this might be one particularly good message in a song, but we're still going to have to put up a copyright from this band and, you know, try and use this for some kind of appropriate Christian message?
I would say this is a very subjective question, in that I have an opinion on it, but it's just my opinion. Because we obviously used to have a segment here on our station called Culture Shock, where we would take mainstream artists and use their songs to point to that. But I think that's exactly why what Teo just said was so vitally important. We talked about it this last week with Brian Nixon. We are all created in the image of God. Imago Deo is this term that we are created in the image and likeness of God. He has given every single one of us, all of humanity, each one of us, different talents, gifts, and abilities. Now, we can choose to use them for our glory, but they still came from our magnificent Creator. So it's no wonder that when you look at art, when you look at music, a lot of times there is a message because people need a savior. I think of Carolina Liar. They had this incredible hit, and my friend Joey Belleville and I had a chance to sit down with those guys in person and talk to them. And they weren't believers at all, but the entire theme of the song was everybody needing a savior, essentially. And it was like, yeah, no, you're right. You know? Yeah. And so I think you can take a look at that because people are at their core crying out for that. It says in Ecclesiastes that he wrote eternity in our hearts. It's encoded in our DNA as human beings to long for something greater. Unfortunately, we as humans tend to take that and fill it with crap because we think that this high or this drink or this chick or whatever it is that is rocking our socks right now is going to fill that void. And we know as Christians, ultimately, Jesus is the only thing that's ever going to truly fill that void. But you see these people that are crying out, and you can in turn, point people to Jesus and say, yeah, no, there is a reason why we're crying out. There is a reason why you feel empty and devoid of something in this moment. And when you can grasp that and realize that you can relate to them just because they're not a Christian, I think it's absolutely okay, but of course, that's just my personal opinion. Mm. We, of course, do not do that on the station anymore. It's transitioned and changed, but I know the church you're talking about, and I don't know their heart behind why they were doing that or if they're still even doing that. But I would say if you're taking art as an art form, it's truly just subjective to who is taking it in, and I don't see any problem with it.
Yeah,
I used to get into a lot of debates with some of my friends about being such a huge fan of Tool, that they can have a song that's called Writing To.
Right.
Talking about, you know, an angel's perspective on why humans are doing the things they do, but then also have a song called Sober.
Right. No,
and
I know,
trying
dude.
To separate those things out and figure out what we can take as, you know, beneficial or worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. And you just pointed to one of my personal favorite artists that is one of the few artists that I actually don't still super rock, and that's I thought Maynard James Keenan was brilliant. I loved A Perfect Circle. I loved Tool, but he became so angry, so blasphemous, so antagonistic toward God that there and that was really nothing that you could look to except to a man who obviously over the course of many years hardened himself so much that he became so arrogant and could say some of the most horrific things about a God who still loves him, mm-hmm. you know? And so I do think there is a point where, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say every Marilyn Manson song is beneficial and you know, for the body mm-hmm. and, you know, but I do think you can take art in general, absolutely, and use it.
It's true. You can't deny that any of the guys in Tool aren't incredible musicians.
Right.
Because they are.
Oh, mm-hmm. man.
But it does. I agree with you. There comes a point when, personally, you have to say, all right, is this going to work with me? And that's the thing, too. Like, we talk about how the Bible says that it's living and active.
Yeah.
And there's a Holy Spirit. I think that's an evidence for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because there's not some strict rule-by-rule book. We have the Bible, and there are rules in it, but then when the New Testament comes around and Jesus comes around, he says, I'm going to leave my Spirit with you. It's going to walk with you.
Yeah.
He's going to talk with you. He's going to be with you all the time. And so now you have Christians who have different personal convictions mm-hmm. on different things. And what that, to me, like, I guess you could take it and say, that's a proof that it's all just hooey. Or you could say that there's a living and active God working with people, and they're all different, and he's working with them in different ways, keeping in step with that person individually, which is exactly how Jesus approached it.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of harkens back to that. But I think, too, so for some people, you're going to have the people that, like I can listen to a Tool song and be like, man, that bass line was crazy,
right?
And I don't even care what he's saying. But then some people listen to it, and they're like, I really value this dude's opinion. And I can't listen to this anymore because it's affecting me.
Yep.
And it's just a different thing for different people.
Comes but down to that personal conviction again.
Yeah, that's why art is so objective or subjective.
Mm-hmm.
I would
never place that personal conviction on somebody else and say, you can never listen to this band because when I was in high school, my high school girlfriend, blah, 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 so it affects me greatly. No one should ever listen to the Third Eye Blind ever again. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can't put that on everyone, but again, the Holy Spirit will guide, he will lead us, and, dude, great question.
Yeah, good stuff, buddy.
Just one more question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Did Taylor listen to that huge radio program last night called About His Cat?
did you?
No.
Did you? Okay. Curious.
Curious like a cat?
Thanks, buddy. Did you miss the show
with
yesterday?
A cat question.
Go to our podcast. We had a little intervention with Teo. His wife was there. Little Johnny Danger. Beans the cat.
You know, biblical stuff.
Panda was around.
All right. When we come back, we'll get to a letter. It's on the Morning Invasion.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. radio@star88.fm.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
It's time for Comics Corner. No, it's not.
I forgot that.
Canceled.
Was...
So you'll turn on Scott Pilgrim right now.
One, two, three, four.
Woo! Yeah!
This goes out to all my friends.
That is Thursday, 8:07.
High today of 39 degrees.
Thanks for joining us this morning, everyone. Appreciate you guys out there listening.
Appreciate you.
You can hit up our website, star88.fm. Go to our Morning Invasion page. We've got our podcast there. Little bios on all of us. Pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet.
And go to our Facebook page. Like us.
Yeah.
Do you want to do traffic? Check out what's happening out there?
You know I do. I have nothing else to live for.
Here's your traffic update.
Accident in the right lane is blocked. I-40 West at Pennsylvania. Also, traffic is still stacked up. Behind the accidents, I-40 East at 6th Street and I-40 East at 4th Street. The left and the right lanes are blocked. So if you are eastbound on 40, and now it's going all the way back to Nolasco Road. Traffic is down to like 9 miles an hour at Unser all the way until 4th Street. You're not going to get above like 15. So maybe choose a different route if that stretch of 40 eastbound's on your commute. That rhymed. That was awesome. Also, Paseo eastbound starting to get a little stuffed up around the Coors Boulevard intersection. Road construction everywhere all around the city. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by this awesome cookie. It's a peanut butter cookie at 8 a.m. Diabetes.
Good. That resolved truthfully.
Solomon Sports, everyone, they have giant cookies. And yes, you can buy them before 8 a.m.
Oh, I love cookies. Next time, will you get a cookie for me?
It's perfect, too. The edges are kind of crisp, but it's still chewy in the center. You know what I mean?
Dex, I'm about to ask you to not to lay off the sweets a little bit.
Dang it! I keep forgetting.
I got diabetes. I need to lay off.
No, he's on the crazy diet, and he can't have good things.
No. My diet is not oppressive. It does not affect any of you.
No, I know it doesn't, but I always feel bad because I'm sitting here gushing on all the wonders and that you can't behold yet.
It's all good.
You don't care about peanut butter cookies?
No, I don't even like peanut butter.
Oh, what?
I got willpower.
Really? You don't like peanut butter?
I'm not a huge peanut butter fan.
I don't even know what to do.
It's weird.
All right, do you want to do some of your Super Bowl stuff now, or you want to wait?
Well, I got to tell you guys something. Remember how we made a pact and we were like, Super Bowl party, just the three of us.
Let's make a pact. Let's make a Super Bowl pact.
I broke it yesterday.
What? Idiot! Why would you do that?
Yeah.
No willpower.
You made more laminates,
both of your faces were so disappointed.
You made more laminates and didn't tell us.
I just, look.
What are you, a laminating machine?
Here's the deal. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, truly, one of my oldest, bestest friends. In fact, I convinced the guy to move here, and he now lives here. His name is Stephen Christian, formerly of Amberlin.
Dumb.
And I started thinking about it, and when it comes to football, he's probably my most football friend. Mm-hmm. He's a huge fan of the New Orleans Saints. We like to have Sunday parties where we make fun of each other because our teams are in the same division. And
do
we
you guys make
suck.
Sundays?
No, I'm lactose intolerant, but thanks.
Man, that would be a good idea. But
whatever.
He's lactose intolerant. It would be, the aftermath would be terrible.
Oof. So I finally yesterday said, you know what? The guys will understand. And I tried to bring a fourth into our circle of three.
Would have been nice if you would have asked us first.
I know. I just, you know, really thought long and hard about it for 2 minutes and really thought that I should invite him. So I did. And he declined.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. So anyways, it's still a circle of three. Circle of three.
That's okay. I invited like six other people.
What?
I thought it was like a full-on Super Bowl party.
I will say this. My wife has given clear instruction because I'm this guy. Chrissy makes a clear-cut plan.
Yeah.
And then like I just get excited and forget about life. So, you know, we rock Knob Hill. Every Sunday we're there doing worship and we're hanging out in fellowship and there's a lot of great people there. And inevitably Sunday becomes party day because everyone from church comes over.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, you should come over. And you should come over. And you get a car.
You better not do that on Sunday.
I've been giving clear instruction. You guys come to church with me. You gotta help me. Just keep reminding me.
Well, that's why we have the laminates. So if you do end up doing that, then when they knock on the door and they don't have a laminate, they don't get in.
No laminate.
Okay. Speaking of, yes, we do have laminates for my very special Super Bowl party. So I found a list of tips to make yours the second greatest Super Bowl party on the planet, because mine's the first.
Oh, good. Cool.
Yeah. Most important rule for a Super Bowl party is to always make sure there's enough food and drink.
There better be a lot of food there.
Oh, dude, there's going to be tons.
Wings.
We bought a 20-pack of wings. Because there's about, I think there's 15 of us, so that's like one, and then the grown-ups can get two.
Beer brats.
Ooh, yes.
Potato chips.
I love brats.
Sauerkraut.
Yes, dude!
Chili.
Loves me some sauerkraut. I just realized we're just embellishing on all this food that Tao can't eat.
I can eat.
There's going to be
turkey. I can eat beef brats.
Okay.
I can eat beef franks.
She make a turkey.
I can. I think I can eat the. I can't eat. I can eat bacon, but I can't eat sugar cured bacon.
We should have Thanksgiving dinner.
No, we are not having Thanksgiving. We've already done that.
Let's
do it
again.
It was called Thanksgiving, and Don prepared an incredible turkey.
No, this is different than Thanksgiving. This is sports holiday.
Yeah. So what do we have on sports holiday?
Wings, snackies,
wings.
I can have wings. I just can't have sweet sauces.
I already told Chrissy, so we're gonna make the wings. Like dry, and then we'll just add sauces.
And
later.
I can just put mustard on mustard.
Cool.
Dipping
just victory
sauces.
And mustard.
So you can't
That's
have
can
corn
have.
Dogs though, because I feel like corn dogs
no,
are
corn dogs
with
no
fried.
Bread, man. I can't have any bread.
Oh,
there's breading all
None
over the
None bread
corn
at all.
No
Nothing
bread.
Fried.
Nothing fried. Okay, I'm trying to remember all this. All right, four tips other than the obvious one of food and beverage. Okay, number one.
Mm.
Tell people to get there early. If they all show up 5 minutes before the game, there's no time to like relax, claim a spot on the couch.
So we can skip church?
Kick it for a minute. The game doesn't start till 4:30.
We better get there at 10.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it starts at 4:30, and then it's like, Lady Gaga's doing the national
yes!
anthem. Then this person's going to do Land of the Free and Home of the Brave.
Yes!
And then Liberace is doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
No,
and
he's dead, though. How's that? Is it a hologram
yeah,
feature?
So is the Pledge of Allegiance, because they took out One Nation cool. Under God.
No, they didn't.
Christians unite! Sorry, I'm still back in Sunday school.
I don't think they did.
They didn't. They didn't. So before you Facebook that and share it to all of your friends, who will
gosh.
In turn share it as well, that is not,
issue an
that
apology
is not
to
taken
our,
out of me.
I want to issue an apology to our boss and our listeners for
okay.
Steve-O just executing that flood of misinformation.
So don't show up late.
No, show up early, guys. If there's one thing that drives me crazy, it's, hey, we're going to party at such and such time. And then 20 minutes after, it's like, but the food's getting cold. We prepared all this food and it's cold now.
They
don't do that,
here.
Dex. Yeah, don't do that. So if you come an hour early, you know, it's like, hey,
yeah,
you can claim a spot on the couch. We can talk, we can chat. Cause once the game starts,
we're coming over
we're
right
locked
after
in,
church.
We're locked in the game. We're locked in the commercials. There's nonstop break from game commercial life.
We're cruising right over after church.
Okay. I am bummed because the Black Eyed Peas aren't singing in the halftime show. I gotta get that.
Wasn't that like 7 years ago?
Gotta get that boom, boom, boom. That super boom.
No.
I'm not happy about it. I just feel like you should put a true artist up there.
I mean,
who do they? They got like Paul McCartney or some.
Okay.
Something like
this
that.
This year is Coldplay, Beyonce. I
didn't hear Black Eyed Peas. I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Give me those Black Eyed Peas. I can have those, by the way, if you have any.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll remember that. Number two. Have more than one TV set up. Boom.
Wait, do you have more than one TV?
I don't.
That's too much.
Oh, maybe I'll just bring my flat screen over.
Oh my gosh. What if we all brought our TVs over?
Yeah!
But I only have one, like, cable box. Like, I don't have more than one boxy thing.
Oh, that's a lie! I do!
Lots of places have TV deals right now. Just go.
In order to get a cheaper rate on my internet, I had to get the cable service as well, and that box is literally just sitting in my closet because I don't use that service. But allegedly, it's cheaper. Thanks.
Get that box out of that closet.
Ugh.
R.
So
Kelly.
We actually could set up a second.
It'd
TV.
Be nice to have two
R.
TVs.
R. Kelly. That would be an interesting halftime show. Definitely.
My
have
mind's
to get,
telling me no.
You'd have to get the kids out of the room for
but
sure.
My body. Okay.
Police on hand.
If you got a lot of people coming over, you might want two TVs, even in the living room.
Yeah.
So everyone isn't crowded around the same TV. Having one that you can see from the kitchen is also nice. But if you've ever been to my house, you know that I have all of that in one TV.
So. I want everybody to come over. Here's Steve-O's address.
Okay.
It's 12000.
Stop! Everybody's just going to start putting in 12000 and then just all street names to see. Number three. Play games and hand out prizes? What?
I love this. It says, it might sound lame. No, it is lame.
This party's going to be... You're going to give out prizes?
No.
Little gift bags?
No, guys, we're just watching the
Super Bowl. Do we get swag bags?
No swag bags.
Is there a
gift? Swag bags.
I'm starting to realize this list came to me from Dex.
Hey.
This is not my list.
What?
This isn't your role.
And you guys are the...
Do you want to have a great Super Bowl party?
You guys are the ones coming to my Super Bowl party.
It sounds like it's going to be real.
But here's... It says it makes it more fun for the people who don't care about football.
Oh my gosh, that's me!
You can print out Super Bowl bingo cards.
Yeah! Oh! Lottery tickets? Get a bunch of lottery tickets.
Wait, no, what? I just want to watch football.
Go to Steve-O's for the Super Bowl. We're gonna have a party.
We could do the Super Bowl squares. That's one thing that people like to do.
Love the Super Bowl
squares. What is that?
It's like gambling, but with your friends.
Okay, so there's another
action. It's kind of like listening to the show every day. It's a gamble.
It's a gamble.
You never know if it's going to be appropriate. Number four.
How many do you have?
Four tips to your Super Bowl party. Praise God. We are almost done. I will say this. This one I totally agree with. Number four, have a football on hand.
Oh, so we can play catch outside?
A lot of people still like the tradition of going outside at halftime and throwing it around.
Yeah!
Except we'll all be watching Beyonce and Coldplay at halftime. However, at Christmas time, Steven can actually talk about this. He invented a game in the living room called Midget Football. Small People Football!
There you go.
I think you can say midget.
Oh, okay.
Let me look it up. FCC guidelines.
Yeah. It was called Snow White!
So how do you play it?
The kids get to stand up, and the grown-ups have to play on their knees.
That sounds dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Rug burns for days.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But hey, when was the last time something fun wasn't dangerous?
I say we just go outside and play
catch. No, that was when you're supposed to hit the music, and I was going to be like,
dangerous. We just play catch outside?
My kids will love that. First, they have to pick up the dog poop that they haven't in like 7 weeks.
Can we just play 500
outside?
It's
like a minefield in the backyard. So you can totally play that if you're willing, and chances are you're going to end up being outside.
You got to say little people.
Little people.
Mm-hmm.
Little people football. Thank you. That's what I was hoping for. Beautiful. There you go. Four tips to making your Super Bowl party great. Get there early. Have more than one TV. Play games. Gamble. Have a football.
Gosh, man, your party sounds like it's like a den of iniquity.
Your party's going.
Oh, dude, I haven't told you guys about the football pinata that we're having.
Even football pinata?
Yeah, it's going to be a grown-up like pinata, though, right? It's shaped like a football, right? And then when you hit it, little party favors drop out that you can each just, you know, put into your coffee or whatever.
Golden flakes?
Yeah,
I think the coolest thing about going to Steve-O's big holiday party is we don't have to bring anything.
No, I know. Oh,
said,
like he's
don't
bring
worry
everything.
About bringing anything.
He's
going to
bring us party favors. He's providing
my wife
tax
is currently
money.
Having
Chrissy's
a heart attack.
Have to
just
cook
got our tax money.
Yeah,
and we're good, man. So you guys just come as you are. Yeah. And
well, to me, I feel like Chrissy needs a solid day in the kitchen. Maybe a couple days.
Just give her a break from all that nothing that she's doing. Right. Am I right?
Here's the greatest part about inviting the Toths over for this party.
Okay.
It's
Toth.
Especially when my wife is going to be there.
Okay.
This is the greatest thing. If you invite the whole family, the whole Toth family over, my wife, she will clean your party.
What?
She will. She'll do everything. Whatever you need, she will take care of everything.
Right.
She is constantly serving people, cleaning, vacuuming, dusting.
Wow, what are you guys
your
doing
house
every
will
day?
Be perfect.
Yeah, that sounds like a neat.
We have
thing.
A party every day. You guys are invited every day.
Yeah, my wife. She has this thing where she just loves to just serve and
are
clean.
You, I can't tell if you're being real
I'm
right
dead
now.
Serious.
I'm real.
Yeah. That's one thing that you're going to love about having us over.
Okay. Sometimes when I wonder if I'm real or not, I hit my arm on a wall to make sure it's not passing through.
Okay.
And it's amazing because I just sit on the couch and I just say, serve me.
Oh my gosh. Studio at star88.fm.
Okay. That was a joke, babe. Hello? Hello?
She hung up on
me. Are you there? Hello?
She hung up.
Leslie?
I'm choking on a cookie.
It's going to be the greatest Super Bowl party ever.
Oh, my
It's going to be
goodness.
Free gifts. There's going to be little people there.
Okay.
There's going to be horses in the backyard.
There's no
horseback
horses.
Rides.
No.
We're going to play football outside in the streets. There's going to be a turkey. Not. We're doing Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. Man!
We're going to keep the theme alive with the little people football.
Pinata.
We're going to have sweet midget pickles. Have you guys ever seen those? Those are real. Sweet midget pickles. We're going to be rocking those.
Oh,
we're
going
to Vienna sausages,
you
right?
You walking the line.
No, I love you.
Yeah, no big time.
You
no
can't
time
say Vienna.
Oh, my bad.
It's an FCC guideline.
It's my bad.
You have to say Vayner.
I would like to throw this out there. If anybody's listening, do you guys do anything that's a little out of the ordinary when you have a Super Bowl party? Is there a tradition that you have that we might, most people would probably think, wow, that is a weird tradition.
Oh, everybody in my family dresses like a clown and we all play limbo.
Okay. Dude, we have this really, really, really crazy tradition on Super Bowl Sunday where we as a family, all of us sit down and watch the game.
That is different. That
it is the
different.
Oddest Super Bowl tradition. No. It's called actually caring about the game.
Let's face it, nobody cares about the game. They actually want to watch the commercials. That's
I want to watch
about.
The game! If you guys talk during the game, man. I'm just kidding.
Do you know 2 years ago, I won my flat screen TV?
What?
From yeah, because they ran back. Was it 2 years ago that they did the run back after halftime? And I bought a TV, and they had a promotion where I bought it.
Shut up. You were one of those people?
I was one of those people.
Oh, my God!
I was one of those people. I bought this super expensive, you know, high-def smart TV, spent thousands of dollars on, and second half of the Super Bowl, he runs back for the touchdown. My TV's paid for.
Did you guys all lose your minds?
Yes.
This is how the rich stay rich, bro. This is it. All that Clear Channel money. You can actually afford that TV.
I believe the
here's the problem, though. They actually gave me a check for what the TV was worth, and I didn't pay my TV off.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess what I'm doing?
I didn't.
I just Googled script for the Super Bowl, and I found it. It's the script for the Super Bowl.
Stop it
I'll
right
like
now.
Play by play. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that
out?
A team of writers actually script every single NFL game, that including the Super Bowl?
Guys, that is a lie. Guys, this is a lie.
Not
the
only
truth
that,
is not in
but
story.
Seattle Seahawks' Raheem Brock is interning as their writer's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Dang, that cool.
I know. It is really cool.
All right, we have to take a break. Because we got a letter. We got to get to this letter.
That's
going to
be interesting. There's a twist in the third quarter. Big twist.
Linda wrote into the show. Linda. We're going to read her letter when we come back. See if we can help her out.
All right.
We need your help.
338-3700. The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Judge Stephen T. O'Neill says he has decided the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby will go forward.
Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders debate in a joint town hall meeting on CNN.
Rand Paul dropped out of the Republican race for president.
Rick Santorum ending his second presidential bid.
Sumner Redstone has stepped down as the executive chairman of CBS Corporation.
Comedian Bob Elliott has died.
Florida federal jury has awarded more than $23 million to a 22-year-old black man who was unarmed when he was shot and paralyzed by a sheriff's deputy.
A couple of veteran Russian cosmonauts have made their way back to the International Space Station after a spacewalk aimed at replacing equipment used to test various materials in space.
Toyota plans to discontinue its sign brand following disappointing sales.
President Obama spoke about Muslim Americans.
We have to reject a politics that seeks to manipulate prejudice or bias and targets people because of religion.
The president visited a mosque in Baltimore. It's the first mosque he's visited in the U.S. during his presidency.
Come on. Pray for me, guys. I'm tired.
Oh, my gosh. What do you want me to pray?
Get over it.
Like, how do you pray for that?
Lord, please don't let Dex be tired. The end.
Thank you. That's all you got to do.
There are practical ways you can go about that.
I'm so tired.
Get more sleep.
You know what I think it is? I think what it is I've been standing all week without sitting down.
It's because Teo's doing this leg thingy.
And I like standing up, but man, I think my legs are just tired. Finally caught up to me. Think that's what it is?
No.
And I think having to walk in, too, every morning. That's a long walk. I'm not used to it.
We made the walk so much shorter by parking where you park.
We cut off at least 10 feet.
Can I just say, it's about to get a lot worse for us. I was thinking about this yesterday. Years ago, when I was younger and maybe a little more fit, I did a TV special thingy with Rashad Evans, then the light heavyweight champ of the world. And if you notice at the very end of the show, Joey is on the show, my dear friend Joey Belleville.
Joey!
Oh, Joey, the guy who was supposed to be here this morning.
He'll be here Monday at 7.
Alleged. Sure you will.
At the end of the show, it's just Lil Jon Dodson, Rashad, and Joey's like doing the outro by himself. Mm-hmm. It's because I had to do like Rashad's like workout, basically. Ugh. And awesome. All of a sudden, I started feeling funny. My knees started like feeling wobbly. And I beelined it right there at Jackson's to the men's area.
You puked?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody pukes.
Gave it all the way, guys. Gave it all the way.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about.
I started thinking about the fact that we are meeting up with Tommy later today.
I've never puked.
His buddy from Desert Forge. Because you and I have been kind of challenged to be healthy.
Yeah.
So I feel like some pukage is in our future.
Maybe we should start doing some squats during every break.
I feel like that would be a good idea for you guys.
Maybe we could just ask him later some practical things we could do.
Oh, I know how to do them.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
You probably don't know
like,
how
you know
to
how
do
to
them
actually
correctly.
Squat?
You know what?
I need to show you how to.
Okay, here we go.
I need to show you how to do them correctly.
Yeah, let's see.
You got to get below.
First of all, are a little tight.
And his jeans, he's going to do squats, guys. Here we go.
They're probably going
to
rip.
Dex is about to dexercise.
Okay, so we're going to go down. We're going to go down and like this.
Lower.
Am I doing this?
You got to get below parallel.
Okay, I stuck.
Hey, friends, he's not doing it.
Get up.
Guys.
Here, I'll lower your mic. Hang on.
I'm stuck.
Here you go.
Ow! Yeah. I seriously can't move.
Good.
Get him up. You're the CrossFit guy. Help
not
him.
Not a Red Cross guy. It's CrossFit, not Red Cross. I can't help him.
My pants are ripping.
Okay, hang on. Stand up. There you go.
I'm shaking.
Did you get sweaty? How do you feel?
Oh my god!
But you probably
you
feel
okay,
a little
buddy?
More. Feel a little more awake.
I want to say. Squat. I just want to say that was very brave of you. Very brave. For those that are really bummed that they couldn't see that, good news. We had our boy Nate in here. He's part of the web crew. They are currently installing 3 different HD cameras in our studio. Not being funny.
Like right on our faces.
So that you can always see the magic of the morning.
It's like we have head cams.
It will truly be the morning invasion because you will be all up in our biz.
I got a pretty good view on mine.
Of course you do.
It's just my face.
I'm not going to lie. I always felt like a creeper when I would when I had my other radio show.
Yeah.
I'd be prepping. You guys would kick off the show.
Yeah.
And I'd always click the watch.
Man, you're a weirdo. Them. Why would you watch us?
It was weird. It really was kind of weird.
Because we were just hanging out
and
on
you guys had no idea that I was watching you.
Okay.
We can feel it when people watch us. Like right now, no one's watching except for Nate.
Somebody was watching us yesterday. The web team watches us.
It's
because I went to the bathroom
team.
Yesterday, and when I walked in the bathroom, one web guy goes, I was watching you.
No!
Swear,
oh, no.
He said he was watching me.
Did you say, like, here in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's what
this.
I said. I'm like, wait, what? You're watching me? He's like, no,
it.
On the webcam.
Wait, now?
They're troubleshooting it right now to get it working because we've got one solid HD camera
and
then a couple
us.
That are constantly freezing like it's 1987.
They're watching us right now.
Yeah.
Let's do some news, and then we'll jump into our letter.
All right.
News. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like it when it's just like, news.
I kind of woke up after that squat.
Can you do, that news thing one more time? I want him to do that again.
Okay.
News.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, everybody. It's time for the news, am I right? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me that intro every day. Every day. Okay.
That hurts my
brain. Now, are you sure that I can do this? Because earlier I tried and you weren't ready at all.
I think that was the only clip I had, right?
Well, I'm just being careful. Carolina Panthers Roman Harper is Airbnb-ing his apartment for someone to watch the Super Bowl 50.
What?
Nice!
Yeah, he's going to Airbnb that thing.
That's cool.
How cool so would that
you,
be?
You can stay in the apartment of a Carolina Panther and watch him play football.
That's pretty sweet. Because if there's one thing professional football players need, oh, it's man. More money.
Apartment.
Oh, gosh. This apartment is so nice.
Right. Of course it is. He's an NFL player. No one will be able to afford that. That's stupid.
Let me read unto you the
great.
Listing.
Okay.
This is a fantasy football come true.
Mm-hmm. It says football fantasy.
I'm dyslexic. Right in the heart of Uptown Charlotte. I wanted to say it differently. I wanted to say this is a fantasy football come true. You didn't let me get there. This year, for one night only, I'm putting my place up on Airbnb while I head to San Francisco to play the Denver Broncos at Super Bowl 50. In celebration, and for those fans who are not able to attend the big game, my family and I are offering the chance for a lucky guest to spend the night. For those who book, we will donate all proceeds to Harper's Hope for One Foundation. They're a 501c3, so we can talk about
That's cool.
That helps enable us to prepare today's youth for tomorrow's challenges, and Airbnb will match the proceeds.
Wow, okay.
Nice.
This got a lot cooler instantly.
Okay. On Sunday, February 7th, a super fan and their super guest will be able to feel right at home in my living room while I play in this year's main event. Yeah. Kick back on my sofa. While watching Super Bowl 50 on our 70-inch TV.
Oh.
That's it? Just 70?
Upon arrival, feel free to check out our outdoor junior Olympic pool.
What?
With an expansive deck and deluxe courtyard.
You could probably watch the Super Bowl outside in the pool.
Gosh.
Or your their 4,000-square-foot spa-inspired health club with yoga room
what?
And complimentary fitness classes.
4,000 square foot?
Guys,
that's the size of my house.
NFL foot. Wait, you have a 4,000-square-foot house?
Who are you,
Gosh,
King?
I hate you, Clear Channel. I hate you
His
so much.
His gym's the size of my house. I mean, that's
yeah,
crazy.
That's, yeah, that's
your I mean,
like
gosh.
A pittance of homes.
Right? 4,000 square feet. It's tiny.
It must be so difficult for you with all of that room.
Yeah.
That wonderful square footage.
No wonder Leslie loves cleaning all the time, because that's all she does.
She started cleaning when you moved in and hasn't stopped.
Mansion.
As evening approaches, prepare your football finest and take advantage of the kitchen. It's where I and my mom spend most of the time preparing for big games. Oh, and did I mention, I'll throw in a signed football, too.
I like, who's this guy?
No pets allowed.
What's
especially
his name?
Broncos.
What's
that's
his
what,
name?
That's what I thought that's that funny. Was funny. His name is Roman Harper.
I'm going to be nice. Rooting for that. What does he play?
No,
what position?
Duke Carolina.
Look, since it's going to a 501c3, I can say how much it costs for this to do.
Okay, wait. So you get to spend the night
mm-hmm.
at this football player's house.
You can
house.
Use the kitchen. There's
everything.
There's a giant.
Can we turn
house.
This into a game
Spa.
So I can beat Dex at something?
Sure. Dex already looked at it, but if you feel like you can win, let's try it.
I get first crack at it.
How much? Airbnb will match the proceeds, and they all go to this 501c3 41 foundation, or whatever it is.
You go first, Steve-o. Whoever gets closest without going over.
So you spend the night. It's
70-inch
like
TV.
Gosh, like 8,000 square feet total, something like
stainless
that.
Stainless steel appliances.
$25,000.
Okay. Dex, what do you guess?
I'm going to say $9,343.
My friends, Dex is the winner.
What?
How much?
$5,000.
Yeah!
No, he went over two.
No, he didn't.
He said 9,000.
I said 4,373.
Yeah, he said 4,000.
I am terrible at listening, guys. Guys, I don't even listen.
Good job.
What's your name again?
Did we just get away with that?
We totally did.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
He really doesn't listen.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Oh, good job, Dex. Good job.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Man, you win everything.
You
Dex.
Do. How did you?
It's almost like it's fixed. Like every sport is fixed.
So that's not bad. 5 G's? For a one-night stay? That is stupid!
They'll match it. So that's $10,000.
That is cool, though, that's for
really
the
cool.
nonprofit. That's very, very
the
cool.
Harper's Home 4-1 Foundation.
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into our letter.
We just got a letter. Woo! We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Start reading.
Yeah.
Linda wrote in.
Oh, Linda. She didn't want to be anonymous?
Is her name Lanolin?
Too late now.
Like she even said she's 50 years old.
Oh, okay.
Linda.
I just moved, and my neighbor is a really nice guy. He's lived in this place next door for 45 years.
Oh, okay.
He's kind, but every time my husband and I leave the place, he's all up in our business. What are you doing? Where you been? Where are you going? We can't stand it. He also seems to think our porch is his property because he's on it all the time. I actually miss the days when my neighbors were jerks. At least they kept to themselves.
Oh, man.
So, am I overreacting?
Yes.
Am I being a bad neighbor? I mean, which would you rather have? A nice neighbor who's all up in your business or one who's mean and keeps to themselves?
Whew.
Linda. Again, she's 50.
So she's got a neighbor who's lived there for 45 years, which chances are means elderly. So I feel like this neighbor probably doesn't think about it. Maybe he does. He's from a different time. Mm-hmm. He's like Captain America, man. He doesn't know. Back in his day, everyone knew everyone.
Yeah, but there's always that person. I know people in my life that they're
constantly in your biz.
They're always in the business. It's
like your kid's looking over your phone when you're texting something. Yes. And you're like, get out of my face.
Yes.
I can't even see my screen. Oh. Yeah, I'm texting your mom. Leave me alone.
And I feel bad because a lot of times when people ask questions, so you have to answer. It's like when you go get a haircut and you sit down. What's the first thing they always ask? So what do you do? I don't want to answer that.
I overly answer. I don't know why. I always feel compelled to give.
Man, you guys are going about this.
Especially if the neighbor's like, where are you going? I'm like, well, we're going to have a Super Bowl party on Sunday, so we're going to go down to the Costco or somewhere. We got to get some wings. And I'll overly.
You start stressing out?
Yes! Because I'm not used to people asking me questions.
There's one way to get rid of this neighbor.
What?
Witness to him.
Okay.
That person comes over and then you launch into a 7-point presentation of the gospel. They will never come over again.
Gosh, that's sad.
But then if they
true.
Do, then you got new then Christian
got,
friends.
Then you got something in common and it's cool. Common ground.
Yeah, I totally get it, Linda. This is feels like an invasion of privacy, especially when he's on your porch.
Well,
all the time.
It's not like he's coming to your front door asking what you're doing in that moment. If you're outside.
If he's on his porch. Look, you look out the window and he's just hanging on your porch.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but okay. In Albuquerque.
Like on your porch?
As yeah, like he's on as your like porch. All like suburbs.
It's weird.
They build these houses so close to each other that when you walk outside, their front porch is your front porch. Do you know what I mean? Maybe she lives in a subdivision where the homes are built weird, and so their front doors face each other, and he's confused. He's been there for
is
years.
Is he an elderly man?
Well, he's lived there for 45 years. So.
Okay, so maybe he's just got a little case of dementia.
338-3700. Give some advice to Linda out there, everybody. Call in. What would you do? Would you rather have a nice neighbor who's all up in your business or one who's mean and keeps to themselves?
I gotta tell you, I used to have a neighbor who was all up in our biz. And it freaked me out at first until I learned their story.
Oh, no.
And then I completely understood why they were, quote unquote, not paranoid, but just always wanting to know, the haps in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? You never know. What if they were robbed back in the day? And so now they're just kind of watchful and they just want to, make sure the neighborhood's cool. Make sure the neighborhood's chill.
Yeah, but you can do that without asking all these questions about the family that lives there.
Yeah, but if you have a jerk neighbor who's you come home and you kind of do the wave thing and they're just like, pfft. Kind of walk in. I have this neighbor right now that last year we have a laundry room upstairs, right? And it's wonderful because all the kids' rooms are upstairs. It's not wonderful the one time ever in life that child who shall remain nameless Jack put Legos in his sock and it clogged everything and pipes burst and flooded through the vents into the office downstairs, right? Mm. Destroyed the office downstairs. Neighbor across the street, I happen to notice he's got three vans in front of his house at all times because it's Pedro's. He's got a. I'm serious. Not even funny. That's his real name, and he's got a cleaning service. So I was like, "Hey, bro." One day I was just checking the mail, and this had just happened. And insurance came, and they were like, "Oh, it's going to be $47,000, and your deductible is only $3 million." You know. And so I was like, "Well, this is looks like we don't have an office anymore." And I just started telling him the story. And next thing I know, he's over there with one of his vans. And we him and I just totally restored the office.
Really?
In one day.
new padding.
That's a great neighbor.
Carpet, yeah.
That's the neighbor you want.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't, you know, what can I do? How can I help? What can, you know, what do I owe you for the padding? What are you, dude, you're my neighbor.
Wow.
And I was just like,
that's what I was supposed to be.
So like we're constantly like during growing season because we grow our own veggies and stuff. Chrissy's like, take him over some zucchini.
Is he coming over to the party on Sunday?
Bell peppers? No, I mean we're not that close. I mean, but I would much rather have a nosy neighbor that you like. Hey, at least I know you, bro. Yeah, you know,
I
like than some than not knowing what's going on in your own hood, dog. Hood.
Good morning. You there, man?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So I would have to say that I actually think it's a huge plus if you know your neighbor, even if they are all up in your business, just because if they're mean and, you know, they keep to themselves, you kind of have to, like, wonder, like, why are they so to themselves? And, like, we have kids, and so I think it would kind of freak me out, you know, like if my kids are outside playing and I'm like, I don't know what that neighbor's up to. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, but so. Here's the thing, you know, this neighbor, he might not be married anymore. Maybe he lost his wife.
Oh.
Maybe he doesn't have any friends or family. So he really just is bored.
I think it's a generational thing too. If you're an older person, like it was just a different time. Older people sometimes ask the most, like, invasive questions, but you don't realize they're not truly invasive. Like, that's just how it used to be. Everybody knew everybody. They were all in each other's biz, and nobody really had anything to hide. So maybe it's conviction, bro.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you say?
Well, I kind of live in the hood. I don't live in the burbs, by no means. And our neighbors tend to move out. There tends to be a big turnaround. You know, people come, they stay for a few months, and then they're gone. You know, it's weird. But I'm the type of neighbor too. Like, if I see him outside, I'll go up to him and be like, "Hey, what's going on, man?" You know, I need to get that vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to get that discernment. That because I gotta fill him out.
Kind of like I first started on this radio station.
Yeah,
people had to fill me out.
Yes, still double cheeseburger, no onions, extra pickle. Yeah.
Yep, got to fill the dude out.
Mm-hmm. But I like that neighbors are I don't want to say nosy, but I'm the type of neighbor, like if I hear something outside, like if my dog starts barking or something, you know, I'll peek out. You know, I'll just see what's going on real quick, but there's a real thin line. I like the word respect more, you know? I like that, you know, because that's how I kind of grew up. I kind of grew up with respect as, hey, respect your neighbors, respect your elders, respect everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Until, you know, but, yeah, so I don't mind the neighbors that are, like, looking out. Because I left to San Diego for about a week. My mom had hip replacement.
Mm.
And so I left for about a week. And I was kind of scared to tell my neighbors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can hear you on
that. See, that stinks.
Yeah.
And I don't have, like, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm sorry, I was talking to a
neighbor. Talking to my neighbor. talking to my neighbor. Good morning. Sorry, I'm on the phone talking bad about you.
No, but I was real hesitant to be like, hey, man, I'm going out of town for a week. I don't have no alarm system or anything like that.
don't say that.
And my address is.
No, I didn't tell them that. But, come on. I mean, where I live, not too many people do.
Right.
You know, so I like the word respect. I mean, just respect me, respect my household, respect. I like music. I play music kind of loud. I have a pretty good system. It's not too crazy, but a lot of music gets played in my house. The kids, all of us, we love music. So, I mean, it's just our neighbors are cool, man. But, I mean, we've had some. I had one neighbor who split, but he was like, he just got out of prison. It was just kind of sketchy for me, you know. I was just kind of like, whoa, like, dude, they're
poor gone boy.
For weeks at a time, and then they pop poor in boy. And they leave. And
do your neighbors talk to you a lot? I know why.
But respect is the main key, okay?
Heck yeah, man.
All right.
There you go.
Love you,
poor boy. Buddy. We'll see you soon. Speaking of respect, I got a text from a friend who said, we have a neighbor who walks their dog to our grass to do its business.
Oh, really? That's messed up.
Do they clean it up?
He would stand on our porch right outside our door.
On the porch?
So mm. her husband, this
that
friend's
is
husband,
disrespectful.
Finally had to come up with a solution. So now they're like watching the front yard like a hawk, and if they see said neighbor walking towards their house, Jason will run into the garage and flip on the sprinkler system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Works every time.
You got to.
Respect, people. Pick up your dogs, do yo.
That's not cool.
That isn't cool.
Linda, here's the advice.
Give it to her.
Again, the question was, would you rather have a neighbor who's all up in your business or one who's a jerk? Because they live next door to this guy that's been there for 45 years, and he's always up in her business asking all these questions and drives her nuts, hangs out on her porch all the time. I say, invite him into the house.
All right.
It's like my great-grandmother always said.
Show him a little love.
When it comes to neighbors, you always want to fill them out. Just don't fill them up. Thanks, Meemaw.
It's good advice. I'll leave it on that. When we come back, Stephen Christian will be joining us. Think about it Thursday.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Let's get this show going.
The Morning Show. Let's do it, Tao. And Dix. And Dix.
Thanks, Cher. Oh.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo.
Good morning.
Gotta wake you up. In a real bad mood.
I love everything about this.
That was good.
So good.
Stephen Christian is here joining us on the Morning Invasion.
Hercules.
Yeah. You know, Stephen, I really wasn't getting my hopes up that you'd show up because we've had a few of our friends over the past few weeks let us down, saying that they would come in, they committed to the show.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah.
He'll be here Monday, guys.
Sure.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dave Brusk is also going to be with us Monday.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
This will be his second attempt.
We did get his books.
We did.
So I'm pumped about that.
I can't wait. For those that don't know, Dave Brusk is an incredible pastor here in the Albuquerque area.
Didn't he write Dear Son?
Yeah.
Mm. Are you staring at
he
it?
He is. Oh, he's,
gosh. I thought you knew. I was
no.
like, wow.
No. It's like, I feel like the book was about a father's insights for men on life's significant milestones.
You read this book?
No. Yeah. I've memorized the back cover that I'm looking at.
I can't wait to... Here's the deal, my bro. It's Monday, which means Monday Mindset coming up this Monday.
Yep.
Talk about a mindset. 20 years ago, Dave and his wife lost their only son. His daughters. Oh. But their son died of a congenital heart failure when he was a child. Mm. And so this book, Dear Son, is written from a father's perspective to the son he lost, basically, and to sons everywhere saying, hey, here's how to be a husband. Oh. Here's how to be a man. Here's how it's first date, first job, yeah. How to conduct yourself as a man.
Whoa.
Because he never got to do that with his son. And I'll tell you what, dude, he's one of the raddest mentors on planet
Earth.
He's
really
cool. Great.
He's an incredible dude.
Good
and
guy.
He has a heart to mentor boys into men. Not boys to men.
Boys into men.
NBC. However... They'll be here on Valentine's Day, and I'm still like, come on, man.
Steven,
anybody
look.
Got that ticket hookup for Boys to Men because they're stupid expensive? Anyway?
You see yourself back
oh,
there?
Oh, I'm on boys a webcam.
Yeah, it's not active right
boys
now, but
men.
Just so you guys know, when you start coming in and the webcam's active, you're going to have to tweet.
That's coming up this Monday.
Use that social media.
No, thanks. So, Steven, how do you want to do this?
Yeah, what are we doing?
This show.
I thought we would do the new Anchor and Braille cover to cover. Comes out tomorrow, right?
Are you
yeah.
serious?
So, the whole thing would just hit play.
All right.
And I want to go get breakfast.
All right. Here is the brand new.
I don't even have it. I don't even know where
you
would
serious?
Get it.
Oh.
Where would you get
doesn't
it?
Doesn't it come out like tomorrow?
It does get out tomorrow. That doesn't mean I have it.
You don't have a copy of your own record? I'm frothing.
I pirated that record 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, yeah, I did not. Sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
So I've heard a few tracks.
Yeah, but it does come out tomorrow. Hey, look at that.
That's pretty exciting.
I can't wait to hear it. I've only heard that one song.
I haven't even heard the song you did with Joey. You did a
you
song
You did.
Like...
That is the song that
Whoa,
you guys have.
Is?
No, no, no. Song... Okay, you're right. Lower East Side is the one I did with Joey.
I was
going to
say. I'm like, no, we didn't add that.
Sorry.
That's not the single.
Sorry.
You guys went a different route.
You have two songs in rotation.
Fatal Flaw.
Of the new ones? I haven't heard the other one.
Oh, Fatal Flaw, dude.
We added it. I think you released that.
That was BD before Dex.
Yep, that was BD.
Yeah. Yep. Fatal Flaw.
Do you want to?
That is a long hype if you think about it. The record. we added it eight months later.
Yeah, the single's like eight months old. It's like, that's guys, right. Someday this record. It's kind of like the new Star Wars. We learned about it like 3 years ago and it was worth the hype. I hope your record
Star Wars.
Suck.
Too bad. Y'all ever heard of that Star Wars?
You know what? You know what I did? I'm not trying to plug. I'm trying to segue into something to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a podcast called The Art Collective. We just came out with an episode today, actually. Anyway, what I did is I went on one of those sites that, like, what politician are you closely aligned to?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those questions are fun, man.
Really?
So I did it on my podcast, but maybe a little later in a segment we could do we could go through, because it's kind of hilarious. Because you just kind of like bite your tongue, then it's awkward, and then it's super awkward. Then the candidate that you most align yourself with is Donald Trump.
You know, it's
no.
In my defense,
Steven, stop. This is really embarrassing and really
it is embarrassing.
Awkward because we're not allowed to talk about politicians.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, he's a reality star.
Yeah, that's true.
He is.
He mostly aligned
with
that.
I really
star.
Okay,
but
sorry,
I gotta
FCC.
Tell you this. You're fired.
No. That's not FCC. It's okay. We just cannot endorse any. So tell us.
Not an endorsement.
So with the new Anchor and Braille record releasing tomorrow, tell us a little bit about why you love Donald Trump so much.
Okay. It's not that okay. It was literally three, which it's a bogus. It's one of those like, you know, pseudo Cosmo quizzes. So it was three people I was aligned with, and he just happened to be one, and then I offed myself.
Wait. You can't trust a Cosmo quiz?
It's not like literally Cosmo.
Listen,
it's like one
Cosmo
of those.
Says you're fat, but I ain't down with that. Because the bass is strong and your curves are kicking.
What is that, a lyric?
Do not Google that.
No.
I'm Googling it.
So. Anyway, yeah. What are we talking about? We're talking about talking about Anchor and Braille?
All right. Phone lines are open. 338-3700. You guys can call in. We got Stephen Christian here. Usually we have Brian Nixon and Stephen. Yep. Brian is out. It's his anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
47 years, man.
And here's the great thing about Brian. Brian wanted to call in and be on the show for the full hour.
We're like, dude, it's your anniversary. No, it's okay. I talked to Mel. And
she's cool with
it. It's totally cool. I'm going to come in early. We're going to, hey, guys, I really talked to Mel. And
she said no.
So I'm going
to
call
her. No, I don't think it's like that. I really think she's like, please call. Yeah. Because I don't want to talk to you about this crap.
Yeah.
You've answered all my questions twice.
Now she's stuck actually talking to him all the way up to Santa Fe, because I think that's where they were going. They were going on a road trip or something. It was like, yeah, call during the road trip. Have you ever been on a road trip with Brian Nixon?
Yes.
This guy is the most knowledgeable dude on the planet, but like in the middle of the desert, he'll be like, you see that cactus over there? Back in 1417,
the cactus was planted 300 years ago.
Yeah, Saint Hefnafna came over and they planted the seed. It was called the Seed of Miracles.
What?
And every year on the 23rd of... Yeah, he knows everything about everything, and it's awesomely obnoxious. Yeah. So,
now, do you think his wife is just like, seriously, shut up?
No.
Or is she like super like, oh, that's interesting?
No, let me tell you, I think she is actually smarter than him.
Yeah, I think
she sits silently because he's over there talking and she's going, that's wrong. That's wrong. That was right.
She fact checks him out. They get in the car and it's like the end of a TV show. She's like, well, this was actually 1412. Mm-hmm. Moron.
It's not a cactus, it's a cacti.
Yeah.
They leave dinner party. She's like, I remember my first dinner party. Brian.
Oh, man. Poor Brian. We shouldn't be talking about Brian when he's not here.
No, he can call in.
He's wonderful. He's wonderful.
We were going to talk about Flat Earth this morning.
I know.
And
I mean, we still can.
You know, I feel like you guys have said that for like the past week. Like,
I know.
Nobody has ever talked about it.
Keeps getting pushed back.
No,
you don't know anything
about it?
We did talk about it.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
we can talk about really, really important things, like the fact that the Sunday is the Super Bowl. And if you're doing anything other than watching that this Sunday, are you saved? Are you saved?
Wow.
That's dumb. You can't equate football with saved.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
But you can equate it with safeties because that's 2 points.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited about Steve-O's party because
Because you're going to be there.
He's going to have prizes.
Did everybody give out his address yet? It is 431.
Yep. Stop it!
We're going to Facebook it in a little bit. Oh. But you have to have a laminate to get in.
863.
I really did Facebook it. It's really funny.
We're going to have a football pinata. Mm. We're going to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Like, what about all the friends that you didn't invite?
Well, the funny thing is, originally we made a pact in this room that no one outside of this room was invited.
Right.
Like, period.
And I didn't say that pact. I wasn't even in here for that pact. I wish I was.
And then
I was
finally
not
yesterday, I was like, I gotta invite Steven.
I feel so bad.
He's
so why
one
are
of
you telling everybody?
Friends.
Because every other friend I'd like on this campus is like, oh, cool, Steve-O.
Just yesterday, Jordan Ryman said, hey, man, huge Broncos fan. What are you guys doing for the Super Bowl?
Ouch.
And then I thought, oh, wait, he doesn't have kids. Yeah, okay.
The Super Bowl is a lot like prom, if you think about it. You know, you're just like, so are you going with anybody? You really mean, like, I really have no plans. Yeah. I need you to invite me. Yeah. So when you walk up and like, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I tried.
So are you inviting Jordan?
No, I'm inviting you. I invited you.
Oh, man. Poor Jordan. Man, he's a good dude, too.
So moving on!
yeah, we don't have any emails in, so keep going.
Here's the thing. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay, speaking of the Super Bowl, I actually want to talk about something pseudo-serious in connection with the Super Bowl, because it's think about it Thursday, you know, right? Theology Thursday. We talk, you know,
think about it.
Some big things normally on this show. So I wanted to open our minds to something that's kind of unfathomable because we're Americans and we don't think about the cost of things a lot of times. You know, where we're trying to deal with the cost of gasoline, people are still dealing with the cost of like trying to get running, you know, getting some clean water in their village and, you know, talk about stuff like that.
If they're going to even eat.
Let's just talk about this real quick. It was finally released, the actual value of this year's Super Bowl commercial. Did you guys see this? Mm-hmm. Okay. 30-second commercial. Take a wild gander, you guys. How much a 30-second commercial this year for Super Bowl 50 is going to run?
$5 million.
Anybody else who didn't read the article want to take a guess? Anybody else who didn't read?
$5 million.
Why are you such a jerk?
What?
I got it right.
You asked.
Yeah. The people who didn't read the article. Deflator of souls.
Thanks, man. I got it right.
Okay. That averages out to $170,000 per second.
Wow.
Per second of Super Bowl time.
Chump
now,
change.
To put that in with what else you could do with that money, okay? Because, you know, for Christmas this last year, we were partnering up with Samaritan's Purse. That's Franklin Graham's organization. It's an incredible organization. It's like, hey, you know what? You could buy another stupid white elephant gift for the 17 you were invited to, or for $30, you can buy a goat for this family so they can have dairy, so that it provides, you know, a source of income because they can sell that. You could, you know, so we don't think about things like that. Somebody decided to put together what you could do instead of buying a 30-second Super Bowl ad. $5 million. All right. Mm. We could feed an entire nation, actually, with Snickers bars. 2.5 million Snickers bars.
Are you trying to take that nation out
could be
slowly?
Purchased. What?
Like, are you trying to Snickers give them all diabetes?
That is my go-to when
Isn't
I snowboard.
Good protein in
I'm not even joking. When I snowboard, I always take, like, two with me. I'm not even kidding. It's probably why
Tao's offended. He wanted it to be a Luna bar.
No, those have estrogen in them, okay. Dr. Steven.
Exactly.
Apparently, we want to give everybody diabetes, because on this list, it's like you could purchase 2.5 million Snickers bars for people. You could also buy 2 million bags of Skittles.
You're trying to kill these people.
Oh, not done yet. We also want to give them bad addictions. 2.5 billion or million bottles of Budweiser. Okay. In case you need
you know
that.
What I'm thinking?
this doesn't seem like a good way to spend this
Where
money.
Did you find this? Is this a Cosmo list?
Thanks, Mashable. 1 million bags of Doritos.
That's
Why?
Gross.
52,148 years of Netflix purchases.
Wow.
You can seriously...
And in Ethiopia, that's what they're craving.
That's what they're craving, guys. Okay, I want to take
that
it serious.
Making a murderer.
For the artists out there like Steven, that's 42,016 years of Spotify premium.
Hey.
So, you know, you could stream that Anchor and Braille record for the next 42,000 years.
And Steven would get $6.
That's true.
Thanks, Spotify.
700 million gems in Clash of Clans. Who made this list?
Wow. I wish you would have thought this through.
Hey, he does this all the time.
You know, at the end of reading the list, I would rather watch the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. He sees a headline and he's like, this is a great list and I'm going to click on it and I'm going to read it.
Why did I just buy these pants?
That's what happened.
I only have a few more.
Nobody.
No. 4 million cans of Coke. Still going.
Stop it right now.
Fine. Okay.
Oh, fail horn.
I got the fail horn.
Fail horn.
Okay, look. So let's go eco-friendly then, all right? Let's think about people in other countries, okay? That could also purchase. I need soft music.
No.
I need, you know, you guys want to get serious for a minute? Let's think about the children.
I believe the children of our future.
Guys, with a 30-second Super Bowl ad, you know what you could have bought?
What?
You could have bought 200 Toyota Priuses.
That is not cool.
Yeah, man. The liberals are angry. We are not environmentally friendly.
That doesn't even sound right. $5 million only gives you 200 Priuses?
Yeah, have you ever seen the cost of a Prius? It's stupid.
Man, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Seriously? That is not cool.
I know. I didn't make the prices.
For $5 million, you totally could support 100,000 moms and babies living in poverty by providing urgent care.
Thank you for something logical.
Okay. See that? Wow.
See that? How hard that was?
You could develop 100,000 future leaders by equipping them to earn a university degree.
I appreciate
this. And emerging as a productive member of society.
There you go.
Praise him.
And
all right, now that makes sense to me. Now we're on a roll.
You could help meet the unmet needs for 100,000 children in poverty.
You could also buy 664,000 books on Kindle.
Oh, jeez.
Nobody even uses Kindle.
I know.
You're just trying to set them back.
No, trust me, it's on my iPad right here.
You're trying to keep these countries third world over there.
I see your third world country, and I raised you 2,832 bags of Skittles. What say you?
Oh, man.
Think about it Thursday.
I don't
like thinking about all this.
Because
I feel like, I feel like, okay, yeah, we have the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're going to be spending all this money on food, and you're buying gifts for all of us.
Thank
we're
you.
To the
there
party.
Are no gifts.
Swag back.
That is not a
But
thing.
Every day, in our everyday lives, think about all the things, the worthless things that we buy, you know? Like coffee every morning. How much do you
worthless.
Spend on coffee? Like
dude,
$5 every morning?
Countries used to go over, like, they would go to war over coffee.
Well,
that's true.
But come on.
I hear what you're saying, though.
Speaking of coffee.
Our financial institution... I do online banking, and they have this incredible like budgetary, you know, guidance system thing. And this last month, I was looking at what we spent on just like restaurants, just on, you know, hobbies, because you can, you know, categorize everything. And I was dumbfounded. So my wife and I immediately were like, all right, reining it in. That's why today I said, wait, where are we going to lunch? I have $11 left in my weekly budget.
Americans, I just get disgusted with ourselves because we really don't understand what it's like for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
What they're going through, the challenges that they face. And I guess that, I mean, it's not really our fault in a way. I mean, you could say it is because we should
educate.
We should educate ourselves. We should take the time to go on a mission trip. You know, because that's what changed my heart and my life is when my wife and I started doing mission trips down to Mexico. Yeah. 3.5 hours just down the road, you can go to a third
and
world country,
dude. It's so safe. Oh, it's so safe in Mexico right now.
It is not safe right now.
It's gotten a little bit safer.
No,
a little bit. You know.
But I hear what you're saying.
They call it the cardboard city. Because there are families that live in cardboard homes.
Yeah.
They have dirt floors.
No, I know. You know what I equate this to? Our faith as Christians. Because a lot of times we'll immediately see somebody else in a situation that we know nothing about and completely prejudge the situation based upon our understanding. We don't think about others. We don't think about other situations or what they're going through or how they got to the place that they're at. We just instantly prejudge the situation because it's easier that way. It's so much easier to just enjoy the Super Bowl and not think about how many billions of dollars are being spent on this 4 hours of entertainment that you're doing and how we could probably fund a ton of third world countries with the cost of what we're, you know, watching the Super Bowl with. We don't think about stuff like that. I think that's why I loved that story from the Carolina Panthers player who is being his home for one day so they can watch the Super Bowl at his house, and 100% of the proceeds are going to a nonprofit organization. That's cool. That's doing something, because he's still, hey, you know what? I am an NFL player. But with that comes influence. With that comes prestige, if you will, and with that comes responsibility. And so what is he doing with that, you know?
Yeah.
It's incredible. A great theologian once said, with great power comes great responsibility. And
I've never heard that before. That's really cool.
It's in a Book of Hesitations. So, it's biblical.
I don't think that's in the Bible.
Actually, it is in Luke 6, but it's just worded differently, you know. To whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah. I love Spider-Man.
Okay. Thank you, Uncle Ben. Also, Dr. Luke.
It's true, but I think a lot of times, people don't realize the platform they have. You know, the respect that they might have at work, maybe the years of service that they've been in the whether it's, you know, the police station or the, you know, fire station. I just think that, like, we can't pawn off reaching out to people, you know, with our influence for either God or for, you know, for social justice.
Right.
It's not someone else's job. I don't know if you listened in on Sunday to the sermon, but it was incredible. We had a guy named Stephen Wilburn, Pastor Stephen Wilburn, and it was so powerful because I really highly recommend anybody to go to calvaryabq.org and go listen to last Sunday's, to the point where my wife and I looked at each other and we're like, we should have probably gone down front when he called people to the altar.
You're right. Because
we are just not there.
Yeah. I know.
That dude, and this is going to be, you know, this is full honesty, the guy had witnessed to 7 people by the time he got off the plane till he got to church that afternoon. 7 people.
Yeah.
I haven't witnessed to 7 people since being here for 9 months, and I'm a pastor.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I'm looking at myself. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone else. I'm saying, you know, that I'm look at my platform. Holy crap, isn't this kind of my job?
Right?
You know? Mm. And the fact of the matter is, I sit there and I do what I think that I'm supposed to do with the worship team and know all these things and come in here on Theology Thursday, and yes, we're on the radio, and yes, we're broadcasting, but what are we doing in our personal lives.
Yeah, dude,
we all have responsibility, no matter what platform you are, whether you play on the Carolina Panthers, whether you're sitting here on a radio station. I thought that was such an incredible message. Everyone, I really highly recommend going listen to that.
Yeah, he's a rad dude. We used to air him way back in the day when I first got here, when the station was M88. We used to air him on Sunday night, Steve Wilburn. He was Greg Laurie's youth pastor, and a phenomenal dude. And I loved the way he came at you with evangelism, with the simple question, when was the last time somebody asked you? You know, or somebody told you that God loves you.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh.
That's so powerful, too.
Absolutely.
Just that, you know. I mean, you don't have to go up to somebody and just...
Here's my 3-point sermon.
Yeah, puke on them about Jesus, you know. It could be simple as, hey, God loves you.
And that's, you know what the funny thing is? In doing that, it's exactly what we've been talking about this morning, is allowing to understand and get to know them instead of coming at them with our knowledge and saying, here's what I know, 3-point sermon, you know, you need this, blah, 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 evangelism, there, I did my piece, I'm done, is coming up to somebody and saying, hey, when was the last time someone told you that God loves you? Because it's about them. It's not about you trying to seal the deal or be this, you know, salesman Christian that you got to get your numbers up, you know. It's solely about that person that God does love, that God does greatly care about, and we should care just as much about their eternal destiny. We should care about their well-being. We should care about their day-to-day. I mean, it's evident in us, you know, we joke around a lot, but it's evident in the letter we got this morning.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
We get a letter from a listener that says, hey man, I got this really nosy neighbor, always up in my biz, always want to say hi, always want to talk to me, always want to know what I'm doing, and it's like, man, that just sounds like somebody who's interested in your life.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, does he know about Jesus?
Yeah.
You know, does he have a relationship with God?
Yeah.
This is your opportunity. Instead of closing the door and being annoyed, invite the guy in and have some dinner with him, you know? Open up your life and your heart to him.
Yeah.
You know, and it even goes further than, you know, than just, you know, saying, hey, does, you know, God loves you. You could smile at somebody. You can do something nice. You could pay for somebody that's behind you in line.
You know, man.
Doing things like that.
You never know what that'll do.
That, you know, showing love. That's God.
Truly,
you know?
Just smiling at somebody, you know, walking down the street in like the Knob Hill area, there's a lot of people walking back and forth, and you can see demeanor change on people because a lot of times people are kind of like balled up and just kind of like hands in their jackets, not wanting to look at anybody else as they're walking down the street. And if you just look up at them and wait for them to look at you and just kind of smile, They kind of loosen up a little. Mm-hmm. Their whole demeanor changes. I'll tell you what, I was convicted a few days ago, and I'll keep it vague. A couple days ago, I picked up Teo as we were heading into the morning show, and there was a car driving around his apartment complex.
Yeah.
And instantaneously, I just was like, what's this creeper doing, man? This car's like kind of creeping around the parking lot a few times. And I'll tell you what, I was so convicted because instantaneously, Teo goes, oh, that's so-and-so, and starts texting him. And he's like, yeah, and then story, and it's like, this is what's going on in his life. He's one of my neighbors, and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, he knew his name. He knew what was going on in his neighbor's life. He cared about him. Oh, he also had a cell phone number and was texting him to make sure everything was okay. And I was like, how many of my neighbors do I know? And Teo
you
over here.
You know three of them, because I know them, and they're all like, we don't know Steve-O.
Well, I know George. I know
they're
Pedro.
Good people.
Speaking of community, I have a really good friend. His name is Chris Hewitts, and he wrote a book called Unexpected Gifts.
Oh, okay.
And it's a book about discovering the ways of community.
Wow.
You know, and
yeah.
He's on the line right now.
Oh.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, man?
Chris, good. It is so good to talk to you, man. Well, you know, you've written a lot of books about this. Well, you've written that book about the subject. Obviously, you have Simple Spirituality and a few other books, including my favorite, Friendship in the Margins. But, you know, tell us from a Christian standpoint, like where should we be in community? You know, a lot of times it feels like in America, we value individualism. You know, we do. We want to be separate.
Even isolationism.
Isolationism, yeah. Absolutely. Mm. So what is our stance?
Wow, that's a huge question to just sort of stumble into. My sense is that we fundamentally are the fruit and the product of the relationships that we have. And I think as folks who may have been socialized or raised in Christian environments, we've idealized notions of community apart from relationships. And so I think every time you have a conversation about community, you sort of have to take a couple steps back away from the sort of externalized abstraction of this idea of community and actually just stop and look at your friendships. And this is the truth. Our communities are only as strong as they are made up by the friends who make them, by the relationships that support them. And I guess in 2016, everybody's always surrounded by people, have lots of roommates, can't do anything alone, but some of us are still profoundly lonely. If we pray with that loneliness, if we examine that loneliness to see what maybe is sustaining it, have a better sense of what is missing then in our relationships and friendships, and maybe that could actually help us build up more robust, authentic, and honest communities.
That's incredible. You have a Center for Contemplative Prayer there in Omaha. I don't think the word contemplative prayer really has permeated our culture. So can you explain kind of what that is and what you do?
Sure. So for 20 years, my wife and I used to actually lead an intentional community that had folks in almost 15 countries all around the world. We were doing a lot of anti-human trafficking work. We were working with a lot of kids and youth that lived on the streets or in sewers or in slums. And, we were doing this together. And what we found was that as we were giving ourselves to these sort of vocations of hope, that we were actually taking better care of others than we were ourselves. So that created a lot of problems. That created a lot of community drama. That created a lot of internal pain. That created a lot of burnout. And after 20 years of that work, and actually suffering some of the consequences of those very things ourselves, my wife and I started a Center for Contemplative Activism to basically help people who are helping people. To sort of say, hey, like, if you're giving your life away for someone else, don't forget that very simply and very basically, the scripture says love your neighbor as yourself. So let's start by learning to love ourselves.
Wow.
Let's start by learning to let ourselves be loved by God and by each other. So what we're doing is we're introducing prayer practices out of the historic Christian contemplative tradition, which are very old ways of praying, but seem pretty new to a lot of us, as a way of helping people support their vocations, as a way of helping people support their engagement in community, as a way of people being part of building a better world. And we know this. We know that to the extent that we are transformed, the world can be transformed.
Dude, I think... Oh, sorry.
No.
I was just going to say, I think... this is Steve-O. I think an epidemic in our culture, as I... I'm going to take a long circle approach to this, but... I was looking at the story this morning for the morning show, and since 2014, 49 people have died while taking selfies. Mm. 49 people have died while taking selfies. This is how they died. 16 people have died falling from a high place because they weren't paying attention. Mm-hmm. They were just trying to get that perfect selfie. 14 people have drowned while trying to get perfect selfies. 8 people have been hit by trains while trying to get that perfect selfie. 4 gunshots, 2 grenades, seriously, no kidding, what? 2 plane crashes, 2 car crashes, and 1 guy was gored in the neck while taking a selfie at the running of the Bulls in Spain. So one animal death. Anyways, 49 people, according to this anyways, have died while taking selfies since 2016. And you mentioned something that's profound, the idea of almost discovering yourself. Kyle Idleman recently wrote a book called The End of Me, and in it he says, in social media, we're set up to see an ongoing feed of how well and prosperous and happy everybody else is, and we upgrade our online images to keep up. One way we do this, you download a photo filter app to make sure everyone sees the best version of you. In fact, real pictures, candid photos, are so rare these days because we are trying to portray the best version of ourselves in all forms of social media, and that is replaced true community or true interaction. So the idea of loving oneself or even knowing oneself is kind of a vague notion in this culture anyways, because we're trying to put on this incredible social media face that it almost takes over as our actual identity. So I guess my question would be, how much does social media greatly affect our even desire for a real relationship with anyone?
Well, I mean, I don't know. If it's, I hate to say it, I don't know that it's social media's fault. I think it's our fault that we don't know ourselves, and it's our fault that we actually create the
persona,
the world that we live in.
Yeah.
And this is. I mean, getting back to that question, like, what is the contemplative or what is contemplation? Like, look, if you were raised in an evangelical Christian community, you probably aren't able to sort of parse the nuances between meditation and contemplation.
Right.
But you see, a lot of us live in our heads. A lot of us live in this meditative space, and that's what we bring into our prayer lives. A lot of us don't know what contemplation is because we're actually afraid of the silence. We're afraid of the solitude. We're afraid of the stillness. We don't actually want to practice consent. We actually don't want to get inside there and to see what really is me. And so we play out the sort of projecting of not who am I, but who do I want you to think I am? Mm-hmm. And then we believe that lie, and that becomes sort of this mental fixation that we project, that we perpetuate, that we lie to ourselves about, and then we lie to each other about. So I don't know that it's social media's fault, but I think social media is a great tool to sort of peddle the lie and then sustain the lie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. True. I believe that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that too. Cause if you look back through history, I mean, we have social media now, but you can see how the rich throughout history have hired artists to paint them.
Quite true.
Because they were doing the same thing that we essentially do with Instagram. It's not social media's fault. It's just, that's the latest medium for us to put out our lie. It goes all the way back. You know, all the way back how we want, well, this is me to you, because if you actually saw me, you would see that not only am I super normal, but I'm also kind of a bad person.
Mm. Yeah. And I think for me at times, you know, I'm just going to be as real as I can be right now. I'm an introvert, you know. I don't talk.
Which is funny because you're the host of our morning show.
It's weird, and some days are better than others, but there are times where I'll be thinking to myself, "Wow, I am so lame. I'm so boring. There's nothing special about me. I don't know."
Steve-O told me he thinks that about you too.
The time.
I don't blame him. You know, I'm sure a lot of people do.
Why do you think that is, Chris? Why do you think that we're afraid of the silence? Why do you think that we can't stand just to shut up and really just, you know, a lot of times when we pray, we never take the time to listen. It's like a one-sided communication. So why is it? Why are we scared of the silence?
Well, I think we're scared of the silence because we believe the lies that we've told ourselves about who we think we are. Mm-hmm. I think we're afraid of the silence because, look, in the silence, we have to practice consent. And we are no longer in control. And I think a lot of people, they have no idea what they mean by prayer. If you ask that question over and over and over again, we don't know what we mean by prayer. So we do group karaoke on a Sunday morning. We listen to somebody teach us. Like, we do a Bible study. Like, we pray prayers of confession or intercession. Or some of us have actually sort of figured out prayers of lament. But we don't know what it means to just rest in God. We don't know what it means to let God do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And so in the contemplative, in these non-conceptual prayer practices, we find actually at the end of it, a prayer is fundamentally letting go. Letting go of the notion that we are the center of our religious experience. Letting go of the notion that we are God or that we project God in our image. Letting go of our desires, the very things that we think we're asking God for. Letting go of trying to please God and perpetuating this myth of this Western form of spirituality that says, if I initiate, then God responds. And that response we think is grace. Well, look, God's always initiating, always initiating, always initiating. And in the silence, we suddenly realize that it's not up to us. It's not on us. We receive, and in the receiving, we experience grace.
Wow.
Well, none of us really want to go there, honestly. I mean, we'd rather perpetuate the illusion that we are in control.
Whoa.
The silence terrifies us.
That's heavy. Mm. That is heavy. So, Chris, I want this. Tell me how. Like, tell me, kind of just give me the dummy's version, you know, for how do I begin this? Like, what is the simple starting point to begin, you know, contemplative prayer?
Well, it's understanding that contemplative practices are marked by solitude, silence, and stillness, and that these are the corrections to what's out of control in our life. That in solitude, we learn to be present to God and ourselves and each other. That in silence, we learn to listen to God, ourselves, and each other. And in stillness, we learn what appropriate engagement looks like in the world. And look, there's centuries, if not millennia, of a rich contemplative Christian tradition that I think the Protestant church lost probably 400 or 500 years ago. And so the work that we're doing, if you go to gravitycenter.com, there's a little pull-down menu that says practice, and we introduce folks to 14 contemplative ways of praying. And on that pull-down menu, if you go to Centering Prayer or the Examine or Lectio Divina, what we do is we give a little bit of history and context of where this prayer showed up in our Christian history, our story. We give a little bit of methodology, and we give a little bit of resources like, hey, when you grow this practice to a discipline, just like any exercise, here's the fruits that you should see come forward.
Wow.
And there's plenty. Just like exercises for your body, these are ways of exercising your soul. Mm. And whatever the exercise that you use to get into the gym, you know that if you only do one exercise, you're going to plateau very quickly.
Mm.
So you need muscle confusion. You need cross-training. And so find a contemplative practice that gets this part of your spirituality awakened, and then begin to add to it. And I think you'll find a lot of intuitive growth. That comes very effortlessly, because in the contemplative practices, you are not in control. You're consenting. You're consenting to God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chris, I know that you're speaking at a conference right now, so I don't want to keep you any longer, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows about Chris's book, Unexpected Gifts. We were talking about community a little earlier, so please check out that book. And then Simple Spirituality is a great place to learning to see God in a broken world. So, Chris, thank you so much, Chris, for being here.
Mm. Yeah, great to connect with you guys. Behave.
Love to have you back. Talk to you soon.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, I liked what he was saying, too, and it made me think as well. I know there's a lot of people listening right now, me included, that, I struggle in certain areas in my walk with the Lord, and one is, spending the time in the Word and spending that alone time, going somewhere just away from the noise and just focusing on God and just talking to God.
And I heard a pastor talk about this the other day. It's like going to school. You know, you go to school to learn about, you know, whatever it is you want to learn about. And so you have to practice. You have to work towards, if you want to have a better prayer life, it's going to take work. If you want to, you want to, you know God more, it's going to take work. You can't expect it just to happen. You know, you could sit there and pray, but unless you actually put forth work into, you know, learning the craft, learning it, you're not going to grow, you know.
That's,
and like,
so
like Chris was saying too, you know, you have to, there's these muscles in our brain, there's these things that we have to continue to exercise if we want to get better at it, you know.
It's so interesting, even using different the different spiritual disciplines. You know, I think a lot of people, I don't want to say check out, maybe tune out when such terms as meditation are presented. Because I remember growing up, you know, Baptist, and it was like, well, meditation, that's evil. That's,
never clear,
you know,
your mind.
You know, you don't want to do that because, you know, just that's where the devil gets in your brain. And so I remember long ago, I found this incredible book on the spiritual disciplines and got about 7 pages into it. It was fascinating stuff. And then gave it to my friend Steven and never got it back. But I heard... it was an amazing book on the spiritual disciplines, and you really do need to.
What are you talking about?
Steven, what has happened was he has lured you into a safe place. Yes. Maybe you were even getting ready to go into some contemplative prayer. But
I was about to.
He struck you with an accusation.
I don't even remember the name of the book, but I heard it was great. Nate loved it, too, because you gave it to your drummer instead. And it was fantastic.
I think what the thing I take away from Chris was the fact that he's like, he just said, we want to maintain that control.
Yeah.
I do quiet time on my time. You know, in the morning when I get up, I mean, I go beeline it for the Bible if the hopefully the kids aren't awake. But that's my time. So I read, and then I have prayer time here and stuff like that. But those are all I scheduled, you God.
Right, I
scheduled you on my time. Yeah. I told you what I needed. I thanked you. I did my gratuitous, like, hey, thanks a lot for the meal.
Literally everything.
Appreciate it. You know, high five.
Now
here's
let's get
what
to
I need.
What you owe me.
Here's what I need. And then I punch in my religious time clock, getting up and doing cosmic karaoke on Sunday. I do this. I do these things. Yeah. But where is the relationship? Think about what if we changed it up with your wife? You know what I'm saying? What if we said, here, I'm going to give you the same thing that I give the God in heaven. I'm going to give you time. Okay, you get this amount of time. You get this 30 minutes, okay? I'll you know what I'm saying? I'll talk to you, but do not talk back.
Right.
Don't talk back to me. No. I will tell you what I need. I will thank you for doing the dishes, and then I will walk in the other room and go do what I want to do.
Sounds
during
like
my day.
Being a man.
Okay.
But wow. I'm just saying, how long would the relationship last?
Oh, I'm thinking the whole time you're saying that, I'm
days?
Thinking there's no way my wife would have stuck around.
Sounds like being a man as a joke.
Right.
But there's a serious thing to that, because what you just described is like the quintessential version of manhood.
Right.
Yeah.
Most
funny.
Of us were presented with.
Yeah.
It's like, I will allow you to have time with me when I'm ready for that. And when I'm done, I'm done.
And
you won't talk back to me because this is my life and this is how I live it.
Right. It's also why there's a lot of broken marriages right now.
So I'm saying, in the same way that we should do this with our marriage, we should do this with God, is just saying, what do you need?
Yeah.
What do you want?
How can I serve?
How can I'm available.
Yeah.
You let me know when this is convenient for you. You know, like, hey, you know, do you need to talk a few more minutes? Do you need it's just that really hit a chord with me, man. That was powerful.
I wish we could have spoken to him a little bit more, because the first thing that I started Googling this stuff, and the first thing is you start seeing critiques on how it's Christian mysticism. And I really wish we could have gone into that and like how much flack he gets for that. Because as soon, like Steve-O said, as soon as you start introducing any version of meditation into prayer, you will have walls go up.
But the Bible says meditate day and night.
It does.
Day and night.
I know. And my question is, why does that happen? Why are so many people like...
Because it's
upfront,
because it's, you know, what we know. It's because what we were taught, exactly what Steve-O said. Mm-hmm. It's the walls that we were told to put up. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to biblically do it based on the Bible, not based on like some man coming up with rules and laws and regulations of how meditation should go. What the Bible explicitly says.
Totally.
So let's follow the Bible.
I think a lot of people are afraid. I think it's not so much of the consent of the silence. I think a lot of people are afraid that if they allow silence, then they'll see that they're truly alone.
Be still and know that I am God is the number one hardest for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not fill in the blank, kill. be still and know that I got am God. In my current ADHD, American 2016 individualistic practice, that is the hardest.
And then we wonder why God's not responding to us. It's because in that still small voice, we've just drowned him out with everything else around us that is louder.
Netflix. Yeah.
Speaking of, Super Bowl party starts at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So, you guys, get back on.
I was talking earlier about Richard Foster's book, Celebration of Discipline. It's called The Celebration of Discipline, The Path to Spiritual Growth. And it talks greatly about a lot of the different disciplines, one of them being meditation. And I remember when I was confronted with that the first time, it felt a little quote-unquote hippy-dippy to me, because I was like, I wasn't used to it. I grew up in this really, I don't want to say strict, but just Baptist home, and meditation was something them yogis did, man.
You and I are on the same page.
You know what I mean? And so, but it was fascinating reading that and understanding what that can do and how we are called to meditate on God's word and not just, okay, read. Okay, now wait, I gotta get the pink highlighter for this one because this one's about love. Okay, that in my Bible, all the pink ones, that means pink, that's love. So I'll remember if I ever decide to go back to it. So we'll highlight away and we'll make notes all day long during the message, but we never really go back and meditate on what that means, or you know, to actually to. I loved the idea of contemplation versus meditation. I wish we could.
One thing that that I love doing, and I don't do it enough, but the times where
hot yoga,
yes,
right,
no,
peas in a pod, man, no. 140 degrees in my undies, yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm one of those guys who, if I sit down and try to meditate on God's word, try to just think about God's glory. Any distraction that comes in my
way—that's when they come. That's when the distractions show up.
So what I do, I downloaded this app called White Noise. I don't know if you've heard of it. Okay, stay with me.
I remember the movie. It scared
you.
Me.
White Noise
has all these different noises. You can have the ocean waves. You can have it's raining outside. Or my favorite is the brown noise, which is. It's just a constant, but I put my headphones on and I put brown noise on and everything else disappears. You staying with me?
Literally everything? Everything disappears?
Brown noise.
It's brown white noise.
It's, do you know what brown note is?
Brown
do you know what that
put
is?
The brown note. And
have you ever heard of the brown note? You weirdo.
White noise, buddy. White
Are
noise.
Are you making a goof
I
over
swear,
there?
I swear.
No, no, it's not no. called brown noise.
Dude, you're not listening.
There is no.
Hold on.
Let me Google
it.
There is no such thing as brown noise.
Yes, there is. In
it's
the app.
My kid has the app. It's called white noise.
No, it's brown.
Oh,
it's
my gosh. Oh, we're all getting fired.
Hey, listen, guys, to be fair, he's right. Brown noise or red noise is the kind of signal noise produced by Brownian motion, hence its alternative name to random white noise.
Because the red is too, it's too, the brown is just perfect.
Oh my gosh. You love it. You've been waiting to say that for 20 minutes. We're over here talking about contemplative prayer, and you're like, brown noise, brown noise.
I'm so glad Chris isn't still back on.
Gosh. Hey. Another thing that this guy's talking about. So since Beenix is not here, I'm throwing out resources for everybody. His name is Chris
Hewitts.
His books were Simple Spirituality, Learning to See God in a Broken World, also Friendship at the Margins, and Unexpected Gifts, Discovering the Way of Community. Also, for an old school look at this same thing, you can go to Brother Lawrence's classic, Practicing the Presence of God.
Mm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hello, Aaron Buck Burnett.
Hello, fellas.
Hey,
buddy.
We're all very excited for you to be on the show tomorrow.
Heck yeah.
Please cancel.
No, I'm very excited to be there. Like a cup of coffee?
Everybody is canceling. Yes, you'll get a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
everybody
please
else
don't
is canceling.
Cancel
don't
on
cancel
us.
On us,
don't
please.
Cancel.
However, we got Dave Bruskus on Monday in studio, and I couldn't be more excited.
Do you really?
Yeah. He's coming in to hang out with us.
I love that guy, man. That guy actually closed the deal with me.
Oh,
when
okay.
I became a Christian, he,
I thought you meant like for a house, and I'm like, we can't talk about your real estate.
Buck,
would
you say that he helped you build a legacy?
I'm talking about when I became a Christian. He's okay. The man that was there and witnessed that and led me to it.
I thought I was the one.
No, it was me at Modella Pharmacy or wherever we were. Remember? Come on. You called for me for years. First. I mean...
You know what? You guys sound funny. Can I hang up and call you right back? You guys sound like Transformers. I apologize.
We have to go. We're out of
show.
We need to go,
You're going to be on the air tomorrow, though.
All right. We're very don't steal my ideas anymore. I think you're forgetting that you're now working at a non-com station, and you're at a Christian station, and the fact that you're stealing my brown noise from me publicly.
You love the brown noise too?
I told you about the brown noise.
He did tell me about the brown noise.
Wow.
Yeah, I thank you for that. You know what? I'll give you credit. It was Aaron Buck Burnett that gave me the brown noise. Thank you.
Aaron gave you the brown noise?
He gave me the brown noise.
Yeah, I did.
What did it sound like again, Dex?
Love you, Aaron. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love brown noise.
Bye.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
See
you again,
bro. Bye. What a great way to end such a deep,
right?
Deep show.
Deep in the heart.
You notice when Brian Nixon leaves, like it just, our IQ level dissipates.
We ended deep in something. That's
how now, brown cow.
Thank you, Stephen Christian, for hanging out with us for an hour.
No, sir.
That's good, man.
It's good stuff. If you guys missed any of this show, do they still search Theology Thursday?
Whatever.
Yes.
Is that how they find it?
The iTunes podcast is Theology Thursday, but if you're subscribed to the Morning Invasion podcast, you get this hour too.
Okay, awesome. Good.
Hey, Super Bowl party, my house, Sunday. Steven, you in, man?
Nope, got things to do.
Oh, cool, man. You're a better friend than me.
All right, we love you guys. Have a great day. Buck will be on the show tomorrow, Woo! Starting at 8 o'clock. We love you. See you later. Hey, this is Dex from The Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a Morning Invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the Morning Invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.